Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the World Series is on the air. This is Ted Husing speaking from Maven Field, Detroit, where the St. Louis Cardinals and Detroit Tigers are battling for the World Championship. The play-by-play descriptions of all the World Series games are brought to you with the compliments of the Ford Motor Company, Mr. Henry Ford, Mr. Edgar Ford, and your local Ford dealer, producers and distributors of Ford and Lincoln cars and Ford trucks. The sponsors will be amply repaid if you get enjoyment from these broadcasts. In order that you might hear the play-by-play description of this game in its entirety, the Paris Medicine Company has kindly omitted its regular afternoon broadcast. In behalf of the Ford Motor Company and the Columbia Network, we wish to thank this company for its courtesy. That is for today's game, ladies and gentlemen, for the Tigers, Linwood, Schoolboy Ray, and Gordon Stanley, Mickey Coughlin. For the Cardinals, Wild Bill Hallahan and Bill DeLancey. The series is heightened in interest even today by that exciting finish of the National League race. And daubed with the painter's colors by the wholehearted way the American fandom has taken to the individual brilliance of the three picturesque and highly publicized pitchers, the Deans and Schoolboy Row. One of the Deans delivered yesterday and gave the Cards the first victory they have ever had in opening a warfare on the title of World Champion. Despite the indifferent start, the series still promises to be one of the most dramatic World Series in the long chronicle of the game. This great festival of baseball, as it now has come down to us, gave us an uproarious crowd of almost 50,000 people yesterday who greeted all Lake Good Street with cheers of friendly booze. If it wasn't Babe Ruth getting a mighty roar of approval from Mr. Pan in the bleachers, it was the sporadic booing that greeted Dizzy Dean when he seemed certain to fling a brace of poorly controlled balls toward the plate. Local lights received shouts and huzzas for each thing they contributed to the afternoon's gaiety. And Al Jack and his familiar antics were applauded loud and long. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you, just prior to the play-by-play report, Pat Flanagan of Chicago. Here he is.
How about you, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to let you take a look at the Tigers as they line up in the outfield and infield, the way you would see it if you were here. Left field, Gosman. Center field, White. Right field, Fox. At third base, Owen. Shortstop, Liddell. Second base, Gehringer. First base, Greenberg. The pitcher is Rowe. The catcher, Coughlin. The umpire is Man at the plate. Geisel, American League umpire on first base. Reardon, National League umpire on second base. And Owen on third base. Now, there may be a little bit of a mix-up there if some sort of a play comes up at third base this afternoon. Because Owen is playing third base, and Owen is umpiring third base. Now, we shall attempt to call the umpire by his nickname of Crick. Crick Owen got his name when he was umpiring in the Western League when a fan threw a brick and hit him on the head. Not because he happened to have brick-colored hair, but that is the reason for the nickname. They called him Crick ever since that day. When the Cardinals take the outfield, we'll find Bedrick in left, Orsatti in center, Rothrock in right, Patton at third, DeRozier short, Bishop second, Collins first, Lefty Hanahan pitching, and DeLancey doing the catching. Although Hanahan has only won 8 and lost 12, as compared to Rose's 24 wins and 8 losses, in the last 3 weeks, Hanahan has commenced to get the fastball and the curve back again. And with that curve snapping, and as it's the corners right, he's called Sweet Rhythm. But when he commences to lift the corners, then they call him Wild Bill. Joseph Medrick is called Mickey Medrick by his teammates, and occasionally you see his name written as Ducky Wucky Medrick. Now, Mickey Medrick does not like the name Ducky Wucky. It was given to him because he sponsored something down in the South one time, and they got the name Ducky Wucky for it. However, if you want to get along with Mickey Medrick, speak of him as Mickey. He stands 5'10", weighs 180. He's a right-hand hitter. Collins, Jimmy Collins, commonly known as Mitch Collins, is from Altoona, Pennsylvania. Collins hit 35 home runs this year and batted 333 during the season. 35 home runs is quite enough. He bats either right or left-handed, but he throws left-handed. That's the first base. Bill DeLancey, the kid catcher who came in this year to the Cardinals, is now playing in his World Series. Wait, all night, we're going to stand up, ladies and gentlemen, for the playing of the National Anthem. field. These Tigers, from the northern part of the country, will only speak only about these children and children. We have Ernie Orsatti, who's going to play in center field today. A Los Angeles, California boy, who's particularly pleased at this series because of the fact that his mother flew in to see him. Ronnie's brother-in-law, the first time she has ever seen him play in the big league.
Up to Hallahan, which is a little right with the Cardinals. Always from Martin to the pitcher.
Jojo White steps in there for his turn at bat. Left-hander. Van back to be in the center of the box as far as the distance from front to back is concerned, but rather close to the inside corner, which makes it rather hard for him to pitch to him. White waiting for the ball to be pitched. Ball goes down toward first base. It's taken by the first baseman, thrown to Hallahan, and it's out from Collins to Hallahan. White out from Collins, first baseman, to Hallahan, pitcher. One man down, Cochran coming to bat. Mickey Cochran coming to bat, and you will hear the crowd roar as he comes up here. Mickey deserves the hand for several reasons. First, he's a great ball player. Second, he's a fine manager. And third, he has brought baseball back to Detroit. Cochran stands deep in the box, close to the inside line, ready for the first ball to be pitched down by Hallahan. Lefty gets his sign, swings into the windup, one man down, nobody on. First ball pitched to high, way up high. Over Cochran's head, the last reach is high for it and gets it. Ball one. Ball one to Mickey Cochran. First baseman Pepper Martin is having a lot of trouble hitting his belt this afternoon. He seems to be very nervous and jittery, but that simply is the fact that he is the wild-eyed boy, Mr. Pepper Martin. Here's the next pitch to Cochran. Hits the bounder toward first base. It's taken in a hop. First baseman Collins gets it. Takes two steps to his left. Jumps in the bag ahead of Cochran for the second out. Unassisted to the first baseman. Two men down. Nobody on. And Geringer, the second baseman, coming to hit. Geringer, another left-hand hitter. Steps down there almost as if the man was going to tee off. He got just the proper distance away from the plate, but dropping the bat to the corner of the plate. Steps back until he had his feet in the right spot. And now he's waiting for the first slam to come down here from the arm of lefty Bill Hallahan. Left to get the sign. Two men down, nobody on. Neither team has scored, but they're playing in the last of the first. First ball pitched down, hooks the corner for strike one called. Just about hit high. Callahan takes another sign to the Lampy. Got the Martin swinging up toward third base. Puts his glove on out just before the ball is delivered. Here's the pitch. There goes the bounder over toward the first baseman. Callahan goes over to cover first. A nice throw, and he drops it. That's the ball at first base and a throw from Collins. Let you see how the official score is. It's an error. It goes to an error. I think Hallahan is charged with the error, or discredited, as some people say, with an error. Geringer is safe on first base on an error, which we shall give to lefty Hallahan, putting a man safe on first and bringing Greenberg, the cleanup man, to bat. Greenberg, a right-hand hitter, up against Hallahan, a left-hand pitcher. Hallahan going on the dead run, caught the ball in the heel of his glove, drops to the ground. A man on first base. Greenberg steps into the batsman's box, takes a few preliminary swings at the bat. Callahan, with a man over on first base, has no windup. Man on first, two down, no score by either team last half of the first in the second game of the World Series being played here in Detroit. Callahan stretches, a man on first will not lead too far with a left back pitcher up there. He puts the first one past Greenberg for a strike. Left-hander facing over towards first as he gets ready to swing into that pitch. That's for the man on first is not going to lead too far. Pepper Martin playing back deep with this right-hand hitter up here. Greenberg standing waiting for it. Bat up on his shoulder, down over the arm. Takes a shot at the first one. Martin gets it, makes the throw to first base, and he's off by a step. Just a high bounder for which Martin had to wait. He got the ball and threw it to first base. Collins getting the ball, just a step ahead of Greenberg, who was on his way down there like a shot out of a gun. So we had no runs, no hits. There was one error, and the Detroit Tigers had one man left on the base. 40-point, no runs, no hits, one error charged against the Cardinals, one left of the base.
These World Series broadcasts are brought to you through the courtesy of the makers of the Ford V8.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ripper Collins, the switch batter, should be the first man to come up here and face this pitcher, Mr. Lynn Rowe. Collins first, Jim Lancey, the catcher, be the next man to face him, and he's followed by Ernie Orsatti. Collins steps into the batsman's box, stands way back deep. Being a left-hand hitter, his left foot is on the back line. His right foot is further well in toward the center of the batsman's box, but he'll step forward to the pitch. First ball pitch to Collins. He takes a cut at it. Gets the bat ball and misses it for strike one. One strike to Collins, and Rowe gets his sign from Cochran for another pitch. Collins leaning forward, snapping the bat off his shoulder. Rowe winds it up, pitches it down, and Collins takes it for a ball, too close to the hip. Ball one and strike one to Rip Collins, the boy who has hit 35 home runs this year for the Cardinals. Here it comes. Collins takes a slack at it, knocks it out towards center, way back deep. Center field is going back after it and takes it nicely for the out. Very nice catch on the part of White, who ran over to play the win first and then backed up on the dead run and nailed that ball for the first out. Might inform you on that last throw when Pepper Martin had to wait so long for the ball to come down. When he threw the runner Greenberg out of first base, he apparently hurt his arm and is taking care of it down there in the first base dugout. At the present time, Mr. Delancey, a left-hand hitter, catcher, is up there facing Rowe. Rowe has given one hit, and that was to Frisch. in the first inning, after which Medwick struck out. Delancey takes the first one wide at the belt. Ball one. Ball one pitch to Delancey. One man down, no one on, and Rowe taking in time from Coughlin. Swings into that windup. He balances, kicks high. Here's the pitch. Delancey slaps one back toward him. Rowe reaches for it. The second baseman misses it. Runner goes over to first base, and we'll see how that one is scored. Rowe reached for the ball. Gurriel came in after it. The ball took a bad hop, apparently. And it's called as an error. An error goes for a hit. The official scorer gives it for a hit. On account of that bad bounce that it took over there. And it's slapped against the side of Gurriel's leg as he was going toward his right or reached toward his left to stop the ball. Orsatti comes to bat. Another left-hand hitter. Orsatti coming to bat. One man on, one man down. First ball pitch to Orsatti. He knocks one toward left. It's what they call a blooper. Left fielder can't get to it. There's a runner coming around second. Going down towards third. Gosman gets the ball. It lifts it to Nancy. Might score. The runner comes into third base. And he's safe at third base. On a throw from Gosman over to Owen, who had to take the ball wide out in foul territory and make a dive for this runner, Mr. Orsatti, who is credited with a triple, I believe. He's given a triple. Orsatti tripled out of the left field corner, scoring Delancey ahead of him. He came into third base on a very close decision at the third base, but he's called safe there because it was a hook slide that carried him in as Owen made a grab for the ball out in foul territory and made a dive where the runner should have come in. Mr. Orsatti swung in on a hook slide, hurt his leg again. He has a bad leg anyway, but he was called safe at that point. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the third hit off row, and one score has come in for the Cardinals. The Cardinals are now leading by a score of 1-0 in the first half of the second inning, with a man on third, one man down, and DeRocher, the shortstop, coming to bat. DeRocher, a right-hand hitter, is the boy who's facing Linwood Rowe. Rowe gets his time from Cocker to pitch that ball down to DeRocher. He was waiting for it. How many spoken out by his teammates is Lippy DeRocher? But he knows all the answers. There's the foul ball bounding back, taken on the first bounce by Coffin, and thrown right back out to Rowe. It's called for strike one, being a foul bounce. One strike to DeRocher. Infield drawn up for a play at the plate. They're not playing halfway, they're drawn almost all the way up. Except the third baseman is playing fairly deep. DeRocher hits a high fly toward the infield. Greenberg is going back for it, says he can take it over near first, and he does. Gets the ball for the out in third territory. DeRocher out on a fly ball to Mr. Greenberg, the first baseman, bringing the bat Lefty Hanahan. Lefty Hanahan, the pitcher, to the next man up. A man on third, one run in, two men down, and the Cards leading 1-0 in the first of the second. We spoke at the start of the game about this ball being hit toward left field. We're going toward the foul line. That's exactly what happened to that ball that Orsatti hit. Rowe has his time from Coughlin. Here it comes. And it goes out toward right field. The right fielder's over at it. It gets the ball after a nice running back over near the foul line. Hanahan had a long drive to the right fielder who made a very nice running catch. In that second inning for the St. Louis Cardinals, one run, two hits, there were no errors, and the Cardinals had one man left at the base. For the Cardinals marked down one run, credit them with two hits, there were no errors performed at the Tigers, and we have one man left at the base. Starting the last half of the second inning, with the Cardinals in the lead by one run. First man coming to bat to face lefty Hanahan will be Goose Gosman, the left fielder. He's faced by Rogel, who is the only switch batter on the Detroit Tigers, and then in turn he's faced by Owen. And Gosman, Rogel, and Owen are the first three men to come up and face lefty Hanahan. While we're warming up here, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have time for space identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is the WBBM Air Theater, regulating Chicago.
Back at the ballgame, ladies and gentlemen. Callahan's last warm-up throw was dropped by Delancey. He picked it up and threw it out of the game because that is sometimes considered dropping your luck. So we have Gosman coming to bat. A new ball has been pitched to Callahan. We're starting the second inning, last of the second, with the St. Louis Cardinals ahead by a score of 1-0. Bruce Gosman, left-hand hitter, waiting for Lefty Callahan to pitch to him. Callahan has his sign. Mikey Fleish is fading toward his left as if they're going to pitch to this boy to make him hit toward right field. The first ball comes right down the groove for strike one. A little bit of a hook on it, but lifted in there. One strike to Gosman. Callahan accepts the next sign from Delancey. Gosman's waiting for it. Callahan winds it up. Here's the pitch. Fast ball pitch down there. It goes out near second base. Mikey Fleish gets it. Makes a pass over toward first base. If Gosman throws up on first base with a single, he's got it. Out the horn second and a high bounder. Gosman safe for the single, the first hit off Callahan in this game. Puts the man on first with a tying run, and brings Rogel, the shortstop, to bat. The After Marty McGovern says a few words to Hallahan. Gagel steps at the batsman's box, batting right-handed against left-hand pitcher. After Martin is still standing up there talking to Hallahan. Lefty swings toward the mound. There's a man on first base. No chance for the wind-up. You can't put all of your speed and stuff on the ball. And a man gets on base. Captain Martin playing up close to third base. Watching for a sacrifice. Here's a pitch. Rogel takes a gallop at it. Knocks it high in the air. It's a foul ball. The catcher's back after it. And he takes it for the out. We have Delancey getting the ball for the out. Rogel out on a foul to Delancey. Catcher for the St. Louis Cardinals. That brings Owen, the first base, for the bat. Owen coming to bat. Steps into the right hand hitter's box. Callahan goes over to pitch clean and has to bear down to that tying run on first base. Gosling's on first due to a single, the only hit given so far this afternoon by Callahan. Owen is at bat. Rogel out on a foul. Watch for that first pitch to come in. Owen's waiting for it. Here it comes. Swings at the first one. Strike one. Callahan puts the fast one down there. Owen steps in and waits for the next pitch. Lefty Hallahan, being a left-hand pitcher, has to look towards first base, right straight ahead, and keep his eye on Gosman. Swings at a position, catches, brings his arms back to the pitching position, whirls and throws the ball down here, and it's taken for strike two, foul in the outside corner. That's true, ball breaking in and hitting the outside corner to a right-hand hitter. Ball like that starts down right and then hooks in and hits that corner. I saw him raise his right hand for what I thought was strike two, but the scoreboard says ball one and strike one. To me, it's still strike two. We shall see in just a moment. Callahan gets his sign. Here's the pitch. Strike called. You're out. It was strike two. Strike three. Owen stands there and takes strike three. Callahan getting his first strike out of the afternoon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, even gets the strikeout. Dedrick having struck out in the first inning. Next man coming to bat is Fox, the right fielder. Fox, the right fielder, right-hand hitter. Stepping up there to face lefty Hallahan, a left-hand pitcher. The first man in this inning, Gosman, got on base by a single with a tying run. Rogel fouled out to the catcher. Owen looks at strike three. Now Fox is up there for his turn to see what he can do. The score is 1-0 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. They're playing the last half of the second. This is into third. Fox hits one high in the air. The catcher is back after it. The wind blowing it away from him. And right in front of the stands, he steps over and gets the ball for the out. Out on a foul to the catcher. In that inning, which is the last half of the second, we get the trace. No runs, one hit, no errors for the Cardinals, one left on bases. To repeat, for the Tigers, no runs, one hit, no errors for the Cardinals, one man left on bases.
The Ford Motor Company is sending you the broadcast of the World Series game.
Back in the ball game, start in the third inning with the St. Louis Cardinals leading by a score of 1-0. And the first man coming to bat will be the leadoff man, Pepper Martin, who went out on a fly to the center fielder in the first ball pitched to him today by Schoolboy Lowe. We're starting the third inning with Pepper Martin, Rothrock, and Frisch, the men coming to bat. Pepper Martin, the right-hand hitter, steps up there to watch Schoolboy Lowe put that first ball down to him. One brand of baseball has been displayed so far this afternoon. Over on first base, Mr. Greenberg says, "Otto, boy, let's go. Come on." Here's the first pitch to Martin. Martin takes it for the ball, too close to the belt, stepping back away from the fastball. Ball one, pitch to Pepper Martin. Here's the next pitch. The ball is too low and is dropped for the catcher. That next part of the pitch down as soon as Rowe gets it. Takes the ball, lifts it over thoroughly, rubs it up. Ready to take his time now. Marches up there with a 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Takes a smack at it, knocks it back towards second. He goes for a hit. Pepper Martin gets hit number four on Schoolboy Rowe. He falls down after rounding first. He gets up and goes back over to first base with a single to his credit. Land safe on first in the third inning is Pepper Martin. Right now we have Rothrock coming to bat. Over on first base, Ralph Rocket bat. Infield playing up close for a play at the plate. Not play at the plate, but playing up here for whoop, a throw over to first base, and they almost got Pepper. They're playing in very close at first and third. Watching for that old sacrifice. The ball is laid down for the bunt. Rowe gets the ball over to first base in time for the out. A sacrifice by Rothrock. He's out from pitcher over to first base, or from Rowe to Greenberg. Sacrifice bunt is laid down, putting Martin on second base in scoring position. Maggie Frisch coming to bat. Switch batter. Batted 306 during the field. Steps in, hits his belt a bit, looks over towards second base. Ready with the first ball to the sixth again. He fouls it off to the left of the plate for strike one. A foul ball to the left of the plate. All right, we're ready to go. Rowe has looked the new ball over. March is on second base, taking his lead. Rogel is sneaking in and back of him. Rowe is watching it cautiously, but he's ready to pitch the fish. Hit the pitch. Fish hits one out toward left batter. Center fielder goes after it, takes it to the out, makes a quick throw to third base to keep Martin from going down to third. And a beautiful throw he made, too. Fish out on a side of the center fielder, Mr. White. That puts two men down with a man on second. Rowe pitching very cautiously with that boy over there because he knows he's fast. Medvick, he struck out his first time at bat. The fellow who's coming in now is a right-hand hitter. He's the fellow we always speak of when we see him batting as the man who winds up at the pitcher. Because if the pitcher throws his foot up in the air, Medvick throws his up. And he brings it down and takes a crack at that ball. Martin's on second with two down. Watch for the pitch. Medvick smacks one for a hit off toward left field. Gosling's coming in to play a pass. Trevor Martin's on his way down toward home plate. The ball comes in wide. It's taken to the catcher. And on the throw to the plate, Medvick goes over to second. We give Medvick a single, moving into second on the throw to the plate. Martin coming in to score from second base with run number two for the Cardinals. And also goes as this number five off row. The next man to bat, Collins started as the first man up in the second inning and fouled after the center fielder right. He comes up now for his second time at bat. He's a fifth batter, batting left handed against right hand pitching. Rowe gets his side to pitch his ball down. There are two men down, one run in this inning, 2-0 in favor of St. Louis. Collins at bat with Medvick on second. There's your ball game in a nutshell. First ball, fifth fielder fouled off to the left of the plate. Collins is a 3-3-3 hitter this year. 3-3-3 all the way through. Waiting for it, standing back deep in the box. Schoolboy Rowe takes his time from Cochran, approaches the mound, keeping his eye now on that runner on second, Medvick. Watching the pitch to Collins. One strike to the hitter. Collins drives one out towards left field. It looks like it's going for a single. Left fielder gets it. Runner starts in toward home plate. The ball is thrown in out of the plate, and he comes in. The throw is made from Gosling by the Cochran. And out of the fifth to score on that, we have to give Collins a single for his hit. Medvick out of the plate on a throw from Gosling down to the manager, Mr. Mickey Kaufman, who played it nicely at the plate. But as Medvick came in, he hit the ground sort of sitting down, bounced up with his knee against Mr. Kaufman's chest and knocked Mickey down. Mickey fell off to one side, sort of went to his hands and knees, and apparently he is injured down there, and they're working on it to see what's happened. We'll see if Mickey was injured. We certainly hope not, because he's a great fellow and a fine ball player. Well, we're waiting to see about that right now. We're ready to get to this thing. In the third inning, one run, three hits, there were no errors, and there was one man left at the base. For the Cardinals, one run, credit them with three hits, no errors were committed by the Tigers, and the Cardinals had one man left at the base. Now we start to go into what is called the last half of the third inning, with the Cardinals leading by a score of 2-0. And the first hitter to come to bat will be Schoolboy Rowe. Rowe, by the way, is an exceptional pitcher, not only in the fact that he's a great pitcher on the mound, but during the year, Mr. Rowe is a 314 batter. He's followed by White, who batted 315 for the year, and he in turn is followed by Cochran, who batted 325. Callahan is out having a few warm-up throws. Schoolboy Rowe gets a nice hand as he comes up to hit. Everything will be taken care of in just a minute. The last ball has been thrown from the infield into the first base dugout. The Cardinals are on the field. They're out there to do all they can to protect Callahan's two-run lead that he has at the present time. The first man coming to bat will be Schoolboy Rowe. The fellow who steps into the batsman's box as a right-hand hitter and waits for lefty Callahan to pitch down to him. Callahan takes his time to an empty. Second baseman Saggy Prince is playing back in the grass to this point. Just back even with the grass. Watching for the ball to be picked. Callahan puts it down, taken for strike one called. Callahan hit the fastener that time for strike one to Rowe. Goes up to the peak of his cap, gets back and gets set. Swings the bat to his shoulder, leaning forward. Cuts down nicely from his shoulder with the bat as he stands there waiting for Callahan to pitch it. A wind-up starts. Here's the pitch. Makes a cut above and a low ball on the inside corner and makes it for strike two.
two strikes to roll.
Callahan swings up onto the mound and takes his next sign. Finally gets ready to swing into position and throw it down there. Nothing can beat the hitter. Here's the pitch. Rose swings at that one. Reach for a sweeping curve that time that hooked in Edwards' bat handle for strike three. You're out, which gives Callahan his second strike out of the afternoon. The other one having been Owen, the third baseman. Now we find White coming to bat. JoJo White, a 315 batter during the season, fellow who stands in close to the inside of the plate. First ball pitch hits the dirt off to the left of the plate, bounds up into the catcher's hand for ball one, too low. Overhand curve ball that quickly got away from this boy, Mr. Callahan. Callahan takes his next time. It's ball one to White, one man down, nobody on, and Faithful is leading by a score of 2-0 as we have just started the last half of the third. The ball is hit, slow down over toward Frankie first. Frankie gets it in the hot pitch at the first base, the runner's off by a step. Uh-oh, looks like he hurt his ankle as he twisted it there on first base. He had to jump down the right field line two or three times on his right foot. Flag is up at first base on a throw from Frankie Frisch over to Rip Collins. That makes two men down and brings Mickey Carson to bat. Another left-hand hitter, Rip, 325 for the season. Mickey coming to bat. A nice hand for Mickey as he comes out, and you well deserve it. Crowd is just finished the hand tapping and the roaring, waiting for Mickey to step up, and he steps around, comes into the left-hand hitter's box, taps the plate, and gets ready for Callahan to pitch to him. Two men down in the third inning, and Carson at bat. Two left-handers facing each other. Right fielder ducks back a little bit, but the left fielder goes back quite a bit farther than he has been playing. Callahan finally winds up, hits the ball down, it's too high, comes right past his nose. Delancey reached up and yanked that one down, but it's a ball one count to Carson. Mickey's down there waiting for it. Callahan winds it up, he's balanced, here it comes. Next batsman calls for the ball, although Delancey tried to sell the idea of a strike to Mr. Cram by holding up one finger in the right hand. Ball two. Just missed that corner that time. Callahan finally starting his windup. Here's the pitch. That one's called for ball three. A little bit too high that time. Ball three. So we have the 3-0 count on Copper. The second man this afternoon has had that count on Callahan pitching. Callahan starts his windup at the 3-0 count. Mickey will probably take the automatic strike, which he does. Ball's been tipped down for the automatic strike with a 3-0 count. It's now 3-1. Ball three, strike one, two down, and no one on. Last of the third. Callahan taking his next time. Copland's waiting for it. Here's the pitch. Takes it too low for ball four, and Callahan walks his first man. Mickey Copland walks. That brings Gehring off the bat. Gehring was safe in the first inning on first base on an error by Callahan when he dropped the throw over at first. And on first base, two men down, Gehring, a left-hand hitter coming to bat, a boy who pulled it out for 356 during the season. Gehring, a left-hand hitter, facing Callahan, a left-hand pitcher. Man on first, ready to go, just as soon as things are right, he takes his lead off first. Callahan's walking in, here's the pitch, the ball is hit out for right center. Center is coming from first, he's going to third, played by Keith. Detroit Lions now is leading 2-0. The Detroit Tigers fans up here are cheering for the Lions. It'll bring their team right in there. Callahan has been sifting cautiously all the way through. Two outs and a walk and a single. Cotton going to third. Carrying around first is Greenberg at bat. Now ball 2-0 strike. Ready for the pitch. With the pitch. Taken for a strike. Ball in the outside corner of the shoulder. He steps below the shoulders for a strike. Ball 2, strike 1. A fast breaking overhand curveball. Greenberg watching for another one. Callahan gets his sign. Mickey Coffin's on third, ready to take his lead. And on first base, Gehringer is starting to lead. Mickey still with his foot up against the bag. Now Greenberg stands there, waves the bat. When Callahan does the pitch, Greenberg finally steps out. He steps back in again. Runner on first base goes back toward the bag. Now he steps out. Coffin's getting ready to take his lead. He's beginning to lead. Callahan with the pitch to Greenberg. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Strike 2. Right down there on the outside corner. A third ball that hits away from the right-hand hitter. Ball 2 and strike 2 to Greenberg. 2-2 to the hitter. Callahan attempted to pitch himself out of the hole. The man on first and third. Two men down. He has a 2-2 count all the way around here now. He catches. Not much activity going on except the pitcher and the catcher. Here comes the pitcher. He swings it. Strike three. You're out. Two strikeouts in this inning. A big strikeout number 3 for Callahan. In the third inning for Detroit. No run. One hit. No error. Two left in bases. For Detroit. In the third inning. No run. One hit. No error. Two left in bases.
And that's the end of the third inning of this World Series baseball game between the Cardinals and the Tigers being played here at Navin Field, Detroit. This broadcast comes to you with the compliments of the Ford Motor Company and the Ford Dealers of America.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're all ready to start the first half of the fourth inning. The first man to appear against the pitching of Mr. Rowe will be Delancey. Delancey, the first man to come in the second inning and cross the plate. He's singing, you know. Over towards second base and scored from first in Osati's triple. While we're waiting for Delancey, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have time for station identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
In the end of the ball game, ladies and gentlemen, the first man coming to bat will be Delancey. Delancey, the catcher for the Cardinals, a left-hand hitter facing Rowe. First ball pitch to him is a high fly out toward left field. Gosman's coming in for it, timing it, takes the ball for the out. Delancey out on a fly to Goose Gosman in left field. That brings Orsatti, another left-hand hitter, to bat. It was his triple that scored Delancey in the second with the first run of the game. Score right now is Cardinals 2, Detroit nothing. We're playing the first half of the fourth at one down and no one on. Roll ready to pitch this ball down to Orsatti. Orsatti puts the bunt on the first baseline. First baseman comes over and gets it right for the bag, takes a long step and gets there ahead of Orsatti. Orsatti out on an attempted bunt, being out for the first baseman unassisted. Very nicely played by Mr. Greenberg. We have two men down with DeRosa coming to bat. DeRosa went out as the third man up in the second inning. And a high fly to Greenberg. DeRosa, right-hand hitter, steps in and waits for a row to pitch it. Here it comes. A lot of whip on it. They take it for strike one. Call. One strike for DeRosa. Playing DeRosa for a short hitter over here towards center. Early short and right. He hits the ball short left. It's taken on a scoop up on the third baseman. He knocks it down. Makes the throw to first base. After picking it up the second time. And the first of it on first base claims DeRosa's safe because the first baseman was not touching the bag, but he was on the bag. And that was the completion of a beautiful play from Owen over the first baseman Greenberg. He knocked the ball down, ran towards second, picked it up, and threw the runner out of first. All with a sweeping motion. No run, no hit, no error, no one left in bases. The first inning in which the Cardinals have not had a hit. No run, no hit, there were no errors, and no one left in the bases. We start the last half of the fourth inning now. The first man coming to bat will be Gosman. He's followed by Rogel, and he in turn by Owen, the first baseman. Callahan going out to have his warm-up throw. That wind is still pouring in here from the east. So remember, anything that's struck out toward center field is blown toward left. Anything hit dead toward left is blown toward the left field foul line. And anything hit toward the right fielder, the position this wind is blowing, is blown back toward the infield. It takes an awfully hard hit and a well-hit ball to get out there toward right field. Outfielders have their sunglasses adjusted. Mr. Goslin sets the plate. He has had one of the two hits off the pitching of Callahan this afternoon. As we start the last of the fourth, the score is still 2-0 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals in the second game of the 1934 World Series. Callahan pitches one down. The ball is a high ball to back a second. The Rocher makes a piece of a stop, gets the ball, whips it over the first base to Collins, and Goslin is out there set. Well played by Mr. DeRocher, who ran back in second, took the ball to first in time for the out. It was a high bounder that went right over the top of Allahan's head. He jumped toward the system. Rogel coming to bat. Rogel is first time up, fouled out to the catcher, Delancey. Coming up now with one man down, no one on. Did the ball touch Allahan's head? Allahan gets an assist on it there, giving a fifth run to Allahan, another to DeRocher, and the put out to the first baseman. Allahan has just hit strike one, past Mr. Rogel. Man down. Strike one of the hitters. Callahan winding it up. He's balanced. Here it comes. Takes Cardinals called a little bit too high and wide. Past the shoulders and out right away from the hitter for a 1-1 count. Ball one and strike one to Rogel. Callahan accepts the next time for Delancey. That's swinging into his windup. He balances, swings his right foot way around back of him, and lifts the ball down. There goes the ball towards center field. The hard hit ball. Orsatti started back. Now he's coming in with a dead run and misses the ball. Didn't play the wind right. Another strike toward second. It's a fast throw to second. And it looks to me like it might be scored by the official scorer in Justin Evansville. It goes for a two-base hit. A double out to center field. Put the runner over there on second base. Callahan getting up his third hit of the afternoon. And when we set up just before this inning started, Orsatti ran back for that one. Saw the wind was catching it, turned and ran in as fast as he could. Fell, landed right in his face, and apparently from the way he's acting out there, he has broken his sunglasses. At least he got a lot of dirt and grass in his face. Now he's slipping the sunglasses back on, so I guess they're not broken. He tells everyone he's all right. Pitcher's looking out to see how he is. All right, we have Mr. Rogel on second base with a double. He's set it. Owen comes to bat. A man on second, one down, and Owen at bat. A very tight, well-played ball game so far this afternoon. After the fourth, with the Cardinals ahead 2-0, Callahan ready to pitch his first ball down to Owen, a right-hand hitter. He reaches for it, swings about halfway around, brings it back up again. It is called for the ball because he didn't make that half cut. Callahan gets his sign to pitch another one down to Owen. Owen, a right-hand hitter, waiting for it. Callahan stretches, looks toward second for Rogel as routine, takes his lead. There's the pitch, the ball is hit to the bottom of that short, Frankie Fish. Frankie gets it, throws the runner out of first, and the man on second with Rogel advances to third in the infield out. Owen out, then second baseman Frankie Fish over to Collins, Rogel moving to third and Fox coming to bat. Two men down in the third with the man on first. At the seven man that the Tigers have had on third base this afternoon, he's over there and wants to be brought in. Right now we have Fox leaning forward, run at the hip. Standing close to the inside line, waiting for Callahan to pitch to him. Fox, the right fielder, a 281 batter during the season, a right-hand hitter. Callahan gets his sign. Ready to pitch that ball in. There's a man over on first base, ready to come down if he gets a chance. That's Rogel. Here's the pitch. First ball pitched in, comes in too close to Fox. Close and high, ball one. Callahan drives it toward third, gets to be stepped under the mound, digs his full face into the pitching rubber, and takes his sign from Delancey. Pitching it, ball to Fox. Here it comes. Ball one and strike one to Rogel. Callahan accepts the next time from Delancey. That's swinging into his windup. He balances, swings his right foot way around back up and lifts the ball down. There goes the ball toward center field. The hard hit ball. Orsatti started back. Now he's coming in with a dead run and lifts the ball. Didn't play the wind right. Another strike toward second. It's a fast throw to second. And it looks to me like it might be scored by the official scorer in Justin Evansville. It goes for a two-base hit. Double out to center field, puts the runner over there on second base. Callahan getting up his third hit of the afternoon. And when we split up just before this inning started, Orsatti ran back for that one. Saw the wind was catching it, turned and ran in as fast as he could. Fell, landed right in his face, and apparently from the way he's acting out there, he has broken his sunglasses.
least he got a lot of dirt and grass in his face. Now he's dipping the sunglasses back on, so I guess they're not broken. He tells everyone he's all right. Pitcher is looking out to see how he is. All right, we have Mr. Rogel on second base with a double he's setting. Holen comes to bat. A man on second, one down and one at bat. A very tight, well-played ball game so far this afternoon. Last of the fourth with the Cardinals ahead 2-0. Monahan ready to pitch this first ball down to Holen, a right-hand hitter. He reaches third, swings the bat halfway around, brings it back up again, but it's called for the ball because he didn't make that half cut. Monahan gets his sign to pitch another one down to Holen. Right-hand hitter waiting for it. Callahan stretches, looks towards second where Rogel is loosing. He takes his lead. There's the pitch. The ball is in for the bottom left side. Swaggy fish. Swaggy gets it. Throws the runner out at first. And the man on second with Rogel advances to third in the infield out. Hold out. From second baseman Swaggy fish over to Collins. Rogel moving to third and Fox coming to bat. Two men down in the fourth with the man on third. At the second man that the Tigers have had on third base this afternoon. He's over there and wants to be brought in. Right now we have Fox leaning forward, right at the hip, standing close to the inside line, waiting for Hanahan to pitch to him. Fox, the right fielder, a 281 batter during the season, a right-hand hitter. Callahan gets his sign, ready to pitch that ball in. There's a man over on third base, ready to come down if they get a chance. That's Rogel. Here's the pitch. First ball pitched in, comes in too close to Fox. Wilson high, ball one. And blasts his throat third just as he steps under the mound. Digs his full face into the pitching rubber and takes his sign from Delancey. Pitching this ball to Fox. Here it comes. There goes the ball back to it. The ball's going to hit. And it looks like he's on his way towards second. It looks like the second extra base. It is. And the ball is pitched to the second base and is finally stopped by the first baseman Collins as Pepe throws it in. One run comes in for the Tigers. He has a score now. Peter Ryan. Rogel doubled. That's the third of the infield out by Holen. All this happening after Gosling went out. And we have Fox coming up and hitting a double on the left field foul line. He goes up on second base, scoring Rogel ahead of him with the first run for the Dodgers. Now we have Lowe coming to bat. The tying run on second base is two down. Some sort of an argument going on down here. They're talking to the umpire at third base about the ball cutting over the base. And Sabres are telling you that the ball should not have gone as a hit, but should have been called for the foul because he did not set the base. They say that he didn't leave a fair or foul, so he didn't play it as strictly as usual. Patrick got no way from the umpires to whether it was fair or foul, so he threw the ball in very lackadaisically, got it to second base, got the runner was there ahead of it, and then the ball was loose down there, and finally picked up by Collins over near first, but the runner stayed on second. We have Fox on second base for the tying run. The score 2-1 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. And on a bat is two down low. He will be up in just a moment as soon as the infielders for the St. Louis Cardinals take their places. One of those bad games that you read about in books. Shot up on their toes every minute. The Cards made one run in the second, one in the third. Detroit has not scored until this inning. They're one run behind with that tying run on second and two down low coming to bat. Here's your drama in baseball. Hanahan pitching to his opponent, two down low. Well, about a 3-14 during the season. He's watching for that first pitch. He's a right-hand hitter facing a left-hand pitcher. Man on second base, Fox is taking a big lead. First ball fits and Rowe swings at strike one, missing a curveball under the hand of his bat. One strike to Rowe. One strike to the hitter. Callahan's ready to take his next sign from Delancey. Swings up, looks towards second. Here's the pitch. Rowe takes that one wide. Ball run and strike one. 1-1 to Rowe. This boy Fox over there is just itching to go down to third base. He gets off balance on one foot, then gets his balance on the other one, and finally he finds the shortstop sneaking in back and driving him back towards second. But he commensurately increases lead now. The next ball fits his way over the top of Rowe. Kevin Delancey has to jump off the ground to stop a high throw. Ball two and strike one. It looks to me as if the ball got away from Callahan that time, but he pays no attention to the rosin bag. But he gets a high one. Ready for the ball to be pitched down. Callahan takes his sign. The tying run is on second. The man on there, Fox, is taking a long lead. Here's the pitch. Rowe takes it for ball two. Ball three. Ball three wide. Ball three and strike one.
and one is the call to the hitter. We're playing the last half of the fourth with the tying run on second base and two down. Ball three and strike one to Schoolboy Row. Callahan finally pitches the next one down. Row swings at a fast breaking curveball on the inside corner at the knees for a three and two count. Ball three, strike two. Callahan rubs the ball up a little bit, tosses it around in his glove, finally gets his time to pitch the Row. Swings onto the mound, digs his left foot into that pitching rubber, glances short second where Fox is loosing. Here's the pitch. Swings at strike three, you're out. Row striking out for the second time and bringing Hallahan's strikeout record up to four this afternoon, which means that Mr. Hallahan's hit and strikeout have been exactly the same. One run, two hits, no errors. One man left at the bases, receiving. One run, two hits, no errors, one left at the bases.
This broadcast is sponsored by the makers of Ford and Lincoln cars and Ford trucks.
Back into the ball game, we find Lefty Hallahan, who just struck out his pitching opponent to get himself out of a tight spot at the end of the fourth inning. He'll be the first man to come up and face that same pitching opponent from the other end of the infield. The conductor is the first man at bat in the first half of the fifth. St. Louis 2, Detroit 1 is the score in this second game of the series. Hallahan will be the first man to bat. Is having a few warm-up throws. Watching for Hallahan to come up. He's swinging one. Dodge just coming up and taking it rather easily. Ladies and gentlemen, if we could get out from under this overcoat for just a second, we have time to light up cigarettes. All ready to go. Hallahan hits right-handed. He batted 182 during the regular season. First ball put to him, Roll lays it down there for strike call in the inside corner of the knee. One strike to Hallahan. Hallahan's waiting for the next one. Roll has the sign, winds up beautifully, puts an overhand curveball right down the groove with a lot of swift on it, and puts it in there for a strike. Two calls. Two strikes to Hallahan. Hallahan swings at the next one for strike three. Down on three, fifth ball. That takes the second strike off for Roll this afternoon. The other man, having been Medrick, who struck out as the last man out of the first inning with Sidney Frisch on first base. Roll gets his sign, swings into an easy windup. He's ready to pitch to Pepper Martin. Pepper takes the sock at the first one. Almost a bump more than anything else. He swung his bat down halfway, and the ball went up for the shortstop. Shortstop Rogel getting it over to Greenberg and fell to the second out. Martin out from Rogel to Greenberg. In the fifth inning, making the second down and bringing Rothrock to bat. Rothrock has gone out twice to the infield, once from second to first, and the other time from pitcher to first base on a sacrifice bunt that's moved Martin over to second in the third inning. First ball pitched down as a fast strike called on Rothrock. He's a fifth batter batting left-handed against right-hand pitching. There are two men down, and Rothrock lifts the fast one that time. Low winds another one up, pitches down a slow ball. Misses the outside corner with an overhand slow ball that floated in wide. Ball one and strike one. Waiting for the pitch. Low swings into the windup. Third baseman sneaking in a few steps. Here's the pitch. Rothrock takes the first out of the third ball, making way for the left-hand hitter for strike two. Ball one and strike two to Rothrock. Halfway throws the ball to Low. Low finally gets rid of the pitches. Johnson's waiting for it. Here it comes. Slow ball. It came in a little bit too close to Rothrock that time. Ball two and strike two. Just above the shoulders, in by the neck. Two and two to the hitter with two down. Low takes another sign. He swings in. Arms up high the second time. He balances beautifully. Here's a pitch. There goes the ball off the second baseman for a line drive out to Gehringer. Who left the one need to get the ball. For the fifth inning, for the Cardinals, no run, no hit, no errors, no one left in base. No run, no hit, no errors, no one left in base. It's the second inning in a row in which the Cards have been held hitless. Starting the last half of the fifth, the leadoff man, White, followed by Cochran, and then by Gehringer, all three of whom are left-hand hitters, will be the first three men to face Hallahan. His warm-up throws to Delancey. The rest of the boys in the infield are shooting the ball around over to first base to Collins. Martin, DeRocher, and Frisch taking even turns. Callahan still having his warm-up throws. You might be interested in knowing that the first four innings, not counting that first half of the fifth, the Sharks made two runs on six hits, committed one error, and had three men left on the bases. Their opponents, the Tigers, in four innings, have made one run on four hits, holding for extra bases, have committed no errors, and have had five left on the bases. A very tight, well-played ball game, with Bozier Heights sticking up there waiting for Hanahan to pitch that first ball down to start the last half of the fifth. With the pitch, he starts that ball for a line drive, taken by Frankie Fitz in a nice step. Right out, on a line drive to Frankie Fitz, he took two or three good steps, he got set high and caught the ball. Nice and close. And we have Cochran coming to bat. He's gone out once to first base of unassisted. He has walked once, moved to third, and doing a single in the third inning. And Sinclair, when the last man, Greenberg, step out. Now he's already a pitch to Cochran, left-hand hitter. One man around, nobody on. Here's a pitch. Tries to punt, punts the ball foul down third base. One strike to Cochran. Strike one to Cochran. Very tight ball game with the Cardinals leading by a score of 2-1 in the last of the fifth. One down, no one on. One strike down to the hitter who just attempted to bunt. Cochran's waiting for the next pitch. Callahan has his sign. He swings into the windup. Balances, kicks back far. Here's the pitch. Way down, low and wide. A curve ball breaking wide and low to a left hand hitter. That's a ball, one strike, one. Number one to Mickey. He's been waiting for the next pitch. Here it comes. That's the first strike, cuts over the inside corner. Ball one and strike two, called. Make a pitch to umpire, time about it. He'll have to heat the ball back. Pitch is ready to pitch again. Ball one and strike two. Thompson standing down there, swings the bat up under his shoulder. Hallahan is taking his time about getting that sign. It's ball one and strike two, and Thompson finally steps back out of the batsman's box. And now gets rid of the pitch to Cochran. There's the pitch. Cochran takes out and the umpire looks it over and says, wide for ball two. Ball two and strike two to Mickey. One man down, no one in the bases. Swinging the bat easily, bringing it down forward and snapping it down toward his feet. Back around out of his shoulder. Here's the pitch. Makes it too high and close for the ball. It's a 3-2 count to Mickey Cochran. Callahan has to bear this next one down in there. Comes up to Delancey. Hallahan nods that he has it. Then to put this ball in, 3-2. Here it comes. Ball four, and again we find Hallahan walking the same man. Cochran walks. I'll put Cochran on first base for his second walk of the afternoon. Which, by the way, is the second walk given by Hallahan. In each case, it was Cochran. Geringer comes to bat. He's been safe on first in an error. He has singled and driven Cochran to third base. He needs two times up there. Now he has his boy Geringer coming to bat, a left-hand hitter, one who batted 356 during the season. Two left-handers facing each other with a man on first with a tying run. Here's the pitch. Wide and low for a ball. Ball one wide and low. Callahan steps off the mound. Finally steps back up out of it again. Gets his sign from the Lancy. Here's the pitch. Ball goes over the top of Geringer's head. Ball two. He ducks on him, the ball coming over his head. Ball two. No strike. A man on first at the tying run and only one down in this inning. The last half of the fifth. Cardinals are ahead 2-1, and Hallahan is pitching himself out of his spot. The best he can right now is Geringer up there at bat. Geringer's had one of the four hits off Hallahan this afternoon. Here's the pitch. Right down the groove, strike ball. Geringer jumps forward to disconcert the pitcher that time, but he whipped one in there with a lot of stuff on it. Ball two and strike one. Collins, the first baseman, walks over, picks up a little plate of grass and calls something to Hallahan. Collins steps back toward first base. Cochran, who walks, is over on first. Without tying run, Geringer's up there with a 2-1 count. He's ahead of the pitcher. Pitcher stretches, looks toward first, and the runner takes the lead. He breaks for a second. The ball is fouled back into the screen, trying to put the hit and run on that time, but Geringer's wallop turned out to be a foul. So Mickey comes back. It's ball two, strike two. And the baseball this time goes clear around the infield. Ball game still goes on here. Just that time, Collins threw the ball over the top of Hallahan's head so Martin could get the ball and toss it to Hallahan. Hallahan reached for it, but Martin got it and threw it back to him. That's the first ball of the series. It's been thrown completely around the infield. If you love it. Ball two, strike two. It's a big rule, as you know.
field two to the hitter, one down, man on first, and watching for Hanahan to put this one down. Someone that's in there waiting for it.
Took a pitch, and then the ball out there, right field. It's getting way out there. The right fielder goes back in the corner off it, and he gets the ball for the out.
We have a fly up to Rothrock, way back there in right field. A good long wallop, lots of height to it, giving Rothrock plenty of time to get under it. And now we have Greenberg coming to bat. The cleanup man, a right-hand hitter with a 340 average for the season. He's gone out once this afternoon from third baseman, Pepper Martin, over the first baseman column, and he has struck out. Greenberg to start with a man on first, to try and run two down, and play in the last half of the fifth. Callahan gets his time. Let's see what the field is at play. Swings around and sees the play in this fella for a left field hitter. Greenberg's down waiting for it. Cochran leading at first base. There's a pitch. Greenberg takes that for strike called. He started to reach for it, changed his mind, and had it called for a strike anyway. One strike to Greenberg. Callahan finally swings out to look at the outfielders again. Glances over toward the scoreboard. Makes a sign to the catcher that he hasn't received that sign. Looking down there waiting to get it, taking his time as an old habit will do in a pinch like this. One strike to Greenberg with a runner on first of that tying run. He wants to protect that extra run lead that he has. Next ball is fouled by Greenberg. Back into the screen, strike two. Two strikes to Greenberg. Callahan takes the new ball and goes to the rousing bag this time. Center fielder Orshadi has just shifted over about four or five steps to his right, which brings him closer toward left center. Playing Greenberg definitely low for a left field hitter. Callahan's going to pitch to Greenberg in just a moment. Greenberg swinging the bat. Mickey Cochran, the head man's over on first base. Strike two is the call. No balls called. The next two comes in wide for the ball. Ball one, strike two, a waste ball that time. Couldn't get Greenberg to go for it. And that's the kind of a ball he struck at the last time when he struck out. And leans forward and gets his hands in the lanty. Greenberg swings the bat. Man on first base starts to lead. That's Cochran over there. He's walked for the second time. Here's the pitch. Started to reach for it. Umpire said he did not swing at it. Frankie Face said he did swing at it. That is the catcher. Frankie Face is coming in and talking to umpire Reardon at second base. And Reardon says, no, he did not complete his swing. You have to go halfway to make that swing. Greenberg steps out of the batsman's box. Umpire Turner standing with his arms folded. He walks up toward home plate in order to accept the challenge of Frankie Fish coming in. Umpire Tom, who's been in there year after year and whose decisions are law. He's the man who became famous for going up to a very belligerent player one time and drawing a line with his foot and saying, don't step over the line, and he didn't. This is very good baseball, ladies and gentlemen. When a pitcher's in a spot, it takes both the batter and the pitcher weight. The pitcher to get a little bit more strength and the batter to forget the timing. That's what most of that arguing is done for down at home plate anyway. Ball two, strike two, with two down in the man of it on first base. Callahan's ready to hook one down to Greenberg, who's in there waiting for it. Drinking the batter out of his hand. He finally steps back, takes a little breath, dries his hands. Callahan approaches the mound, gets his time. Cochran stretches lead at first. A very tight situation in the ball game. Here's the pitch way wide and high for ball three and strike two. Three and two, an overhand curve ball, I forgot to break. Ready for that next ball to be pitched in. Callahan approaches the mound. One on first base, ready to go with the pitch. It's three and two, with two down there. He goes to his ball four. Callahan walks his third man, his second successive walk. There's a man on first. There's a man on second with the tying run. And Bruce Jasmine, who got the first of the four hits off Callahan, is coming to bat now with the tying run on second. Jasmine, a left-hand hitter, is facing Callahan, a left-hand pitcher. Callahan walks back toward the rosin bag. Drops the ball up a little bit. Gets all ready to go. Reardon on second base. The umpire over there is talking to Cochran. This is standing with his hands in his hips, passing some sort of a sign down here. Jasmine's waiting for the pitch. Runners on first and second. The time runner moves to second. Now it's a tight situation. And Hanahan's taking his time. Finally swings into position. Gets rid of the pitch. That first ball out of Jasmine. Here's the pitch. Jasmine takes it for a strike call. The inside corner of the hip. One strike. One strike to Jasmine. Stretches again. Run
runners on first and second taking the lead as Gosman takes the ball right past his nose. High for ball one. Up above the shoulders and in close for the one and one count, making Gosman bend back and fade away from that pitch. Callahan swings up, glances toward the third base dugout and takes another sign. Bounding from Delancey. Swings toward third base. Looks over toward Delancey, the catcher. Runners on first and second increasing the lead. Little snap lead. Here comes the pitch. There goes the ball out there, right center. Osotti's coming in for it on the dead run. The right fielder's coming in, and Osotti takes the ball. Played the wind nicely that time and got the ball for a flyout. Gosman making the last out on the fly to Ernie Orsotti to end the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on bases for the Tigers in the fifth. Repeating, no runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on bases.
The nationwide broadcasts of the World Series games are brought to you by the Ford Motor Company.
Back into the first half of the sixth inning with Frankie Frisch, Medwick, and Collins, the first three men to come and face Schoolboy Row. The St. Louis Cardinals scored once in the second and once in the third. Detroit scored once in the fourth on two beautiful singles, both of them for extra bases. Now we have Frisch will be up at bat in just a moment. Right now, Rowe is having some warm-up here. Greenberg tossing the old rubber ball around the infield to Owen, Rogel, and Derringer, all taking their shots at that first base place over there. Frisch, who batted 306 during the season, will be the first man up, being a slip batter. He got left out against right-hand pitching. We have Medwick calling him. Medwick struck out his first time up and singled in the third inning. Drove in a run. And he attempted to score on a Collins single immediately after that. It was out of the plate and nice throw from Gosman down to Cochran. Right now, Frankie Frisch is coming up toward the batsman's box. Umpire Tom jumps off the home plate very, very carefully. Does that same thing that he always does, jumps off the home plate and hits his right heel with the wrist wound. Takes the wrist room in his pocket, puts on his mask, and says, let's play ball, boys. Frankie Frisch at bat, 2-1 in favor of St. Louis. First half of the sixth, low ready to pitch it. Here it comes. Frankie takes the first pass one right down there for strike one call. One strike to Frisch. Frankie stands back deep in the box. He's waiting for the next pitch. Here it comes. Frisch takes that one close for the ball. Ball one and strike one. 1-1 to the hitter. Takes another sign. Arms high, he balances. Here comes the fast one. Frankie hits the short first base, pops a little bit at the high bounder. The first baseman gets him out unassisted. Frisch out to first baseman Greenberg, unassisted. That brings Medwick to that. He has had one at the five hits off the pitching of Lowe. Lowe has not given a hit since he gave up three in the third inning, and we're now in the sixth. Then we go into the ball game in the sixth inning. Strike one. One strike to Medwick. Rowe has given six hits. I called it wrong. Thanks a lot, friends, for calling my attention to that. He gave three in the first, two in the second, and one in the first. Next block up down is a hard hit ball out towards left field. Towards left center. Center fielder coming in for a play in the wind and gets the ball around it. Medwick out on a fly to the center fielder, White. He stayed out there and waited a lot of... Well, had reached the peak of the arc, and then he started to run in for it. He came in and shot it very nicely. Arms outstretched, but played the wind very carefully. Collins, who has had one of the six hits off Rowe, is the boy coming to bat. Collins comes to bat. Rowe ready to pitch swing. Two men down on the sixth, and he has not allowed a hit since the third inning. First ball pitched in, almost gets Collins. Close to the belt for ball one. Ball one, Ripper. Going in for a right field hitter. Then he sets the ball to the pitch. The wind-up starts. Here it comes. He swings. Terrific swing at that ball for a strike. Ball one and strike two. Swinging so hard, he spun completely off his feet. Turned around and faced the opposite direction. Caught his balance. Getting set for that next pitch. He takes a cut of that one. A very slow, easy cut. And it's strike two. Ball one and strike two. That's a curve ball that time. Rowe lines the next one up. Balances and pitches it down. It's a slow one hit out foul into the stand toward right field. Foul ball hits against the rail and bounces into the box seat. It's a 1-2 count to Collins. Some little happening over there in the bleachers over by left field. Someone stood up and 17,000 shooting fans yelled to down. There's the pitch. The ball is hit toward first. It's taken by Greenberg. Greenberg throws it over to Rowe, who makes a peak of the play at first base, getting it just ahead of Collins. Every batter is aside for the third inning straight. Without a hit, no run, no hit, no errors, no one left on base. No run, no hit, no errors.
no one left in bases for the Cubs. Now we have a condition where it's up to Lefty Hallahan to come in and take that two-run lead or one-run lead that he hasn't protected. It's 2-1 in favor of the Cardinals, with Rogel, who doubled in the fourth, and scored on Foster's double, the first man to face him. He'll be followed in turn by Owen, third baseman, right-hand hitter who batted 316 during the current season, and who has struck out once and gone out once from second to first in this game. And he in turn will be followed by Fox, the boy who's got in the fourth inning, has driven in the only run at the Tigers' end. It's a tight, well-paced ball game here, just like you expect to see a World Series. So far, it's very close. 2-1, favor of the Cardinals. Rogel, the first batter, step up and face Mr. Hallahan, left-hand pitcher. Rogel is a trip batter, the only trip batter that Detroit Boys have in their lineup. Watch it at the first ball, he puts down as soon as Hallahan receives the ball. He just got it from Pepper Martin. Get back to the mound. That's the first time to Yolanti. Gets ready to pitch to Rogel. Playing Rogel for a short center field hitter. Hallahan starts his windup. Arms going over his head. He balances. Here's a pitch to Rogel. He takes a cut at the ball and fouls it back up into the net. Ball bounces on down below. And a new ball is thrown back immediately from Yolanti to Hallahan. Hallahan doesn't even start to rub that ball up. He just walks over and gets ready to pitch it down to Rogel. One strike of the call to Rogel. The first ball since he fouled. Watch it for the next pitch. The windup starts. He balances. Here it comes. He gets a slug at that. It's a slow one down third baseline in foul territory. Taken away on the bounce by Pepper Martin and thrown around the infield. Rogel now has two strikes. One fouled back to the screen. The other fouled around the third baseline. Martin has received the ball from Collins and given it to Hallahan. Now pushes the mound. As he still plays in after shooting out the dirt, takes his time to pitch to Rogel. The pitcher's out ahead of him, nothing in two. The ball's called, two strikes. Rogel swinging the bat down, bringing it back out of his shoulder. The wind-up starts. Here's the pitch. Rogel fouls that one back into the screen. He's taking a cut of everything that looks good, and they all look good. Rogel steps in and waits for another one. Hallahan has a new baseball. Every time he pitched to Rogel so far, in this inning. Rogel swinging the bat down there. Seems to be very, very relaxed. Not the least bit tight. He's waiting for that ball to be pitched in. There's a one-run lead at the Cardinals. That is 2-1 in their favor. Here's the pitch way high and wide. He wouldn't go for that one. Ball one on strike two to the hitter. One and two. Rogel steps off, backs his hand a bit, drives him, steps back in again, and Hallahan immediately starts to wind up. Pitches the ball down. That one's called for the ball. Too wide. Right at the shoulders for the 2-2 count. Rogel got that two strikes and then started to wait for them. We'll see how the next one turns out. The call is 2-2 to the first hitter up here. Playing the last of the six. Rogel hits one towards third. Pepper Martin gets it on the second bounce. Puts it over the first base. Getting the ball, throwing it to Martin, to Jeff Rogel. All
one safe on first in the fielder's choice. And the man on first is Fox coming to bat. An offensive bunt turned out to be a cutout. Not the ball, all right, but it was a defensive tackle bunt. That was off the pitcher over the first baseman, coming down from second. But the man on first, one man down, and Fox coming to bat. It was his trouble. He drove in the first run over the third Tigers, the only run they had, and that was in the fourth inning. Fox, the right-hand hitter, is waiting for Hanahan to pitch to him. There's a man on first and one out with a 2-1 score in favor of St. Louis. Very tight in the last half of the sixth. He attempted the bunt and had it called for a strike. One strike to Fox, the right fielder, a 281 batter for the season. Hanahan takes his time to pick another one up. Moves up on the pitching mound, pops the ball around to his third base, keeping his eye on Owen, the boy over on first base. Short stop over there, DeRocher yells, come on, Bill, come on, Bill, come on, Bill, get this ball caught. Pick up the pitch. Fox takes it for the ball. Very plainly, you can hear what they say down there on the field. Most of his commands are on. Ball one and strike one. One and one to Fox. Fox standing there, bent at the knees, leaning forward, slightly at the waist, waiting for the pitch. Hanahan looking towards first to see Owen take his lead. Here's the pitch. Fox just comes straight up in the air. Roger Grinch is coming in for it. The wind blowing it away from him, but he takes the ball for the out. A pitch Fox out on a fly to Frankie Grinch. There's a man on first, and Rowe comes to that. It's up to Rowe. Blue boy Rowe comes to that. Now it's just come up to that. Just a moment now. He steps up toward the batting box. Meantime, we find Mr. Galanti off talking to Hanahan. Rowe has struck out twice, and he's two times up here at the plate today, although he did bat 314 during the Major League season. Rowe swings into the batsman's box, waits for the pitcher to throw that first ball. There's a man on first with two out. Hanahan keeping his eye on Owen. Owen's taking his lead at first. Here's the pitch. Rowe takes the first one. Ball a little bit wide. Ball one, two wide to Rowe. Rowe is steady in there, waiting for the next one. All set. Drops the bat down off his shoulder, hits it back up again. Callahan stretches, looks short first. Here's the pitch. That one's called for the ball. Wide. Mr. Galanti tried to set a strike on that one by holding up the right hand, but it goes for ball. Just a little bit wide to Rowe, just about the knee. Ball two, no strike. Good to swing into that next one. Ready for the next pitch to come down. Another wide one for ball three. Ball three and no strikes to Rowe. Man over on first base. Callahan has no windup. He's watching the first base man at first base all the time. And he steps over and just touches the rosin back with his fingers. Callahan takes his time from the Lancy to pitch down a row. Man on first takes his lead. It's a 3-0 count. They send the pitch for strike call. The automatic strike hitter in about shoulder high on the outside corner to a right hand hitter. One strike to Rowe. Callahan stretches. He's watching the runner on first. He's already to go. The bat and ball come together. Strike call in the inside corner at the chest. Ball three, strike two. One of the fastest balls Hanahan has whipped down this afternoon. He put everything back at that. 3-2. The runner on first will go with the pitch with two down. He's all set to go and keeping his lead just a trifle. There goes the runner down towards second. And it's strike three called. You're out. He's pointed right down the middle for the first strike, making his fifth strikeout. And in three of those five cases, two-boy roll with the man. In the sixth inning, over the Detroit Tigers. No run, no hit. There was one error, and it was one man up to the bases. For the Tigers, no run, no hit. One error charged against Pepper Martin. One man left to the bases.
The Ford Motor Company hopes that the crowds that are listening in at the showrooms of Ford dealers throughout the United States and Canada, as well as everywhere else, are enjoying this game.
Two down. He's all set to go and keeping his lead just a trifle. There goes the runner down towards second. And a strike three calls your own. He's pointed right down the middle for the first strike, making his fifth strikeout. And in three of those five cases, two-boy Rowe was the man. In the sixth inning, one of the Detroit Tigers. No run, no hit. There was one error, and there was one man up to the bases. For the Tigers, no run, no hit. One error charged against Pepper Martin. One man left for the base.
The Ford Motor Company hopes that the crowds that are listening in at the showrooms of Ford dealers throughout the United States and Canada, as well as everywhere else, are enjoying this game.
Back into the seventh inning, we find Delancey, who's had one hit and scored once and has drawn out once on a fly to left field. Or Stuffy, who has tripled once and scored Delancey ahead of him and has laid down a bunt, which turned out to be a hit out of first base on a circuit. Mr. DeRosier, who was a 2-6-6 hitter during the season, has gone out on a pop fly to the first baseman and has gone out once from 0 and a third over to first baseman Greenberg. Those are the first three men to come in and face this pitch. Rowe, who's pitching this inning, and since the third inning, Rowe has not allowed the semblance of a hit. The St. Louis Cardinals are hit by a score of 2-1 in the first half of the seventh inning, second game of the World Series of 1934. That was the line drive.
And he's in the first by the shortstop, Mr. Rovell. He took 2 steps to his right, made a dive towards third base, caught the ball about 4 inches from the ground by crossing his club hands over his body. A beautiful bat for the put-off. Delancey out to the shortstop, Mr. Rovell, on a spectacular catch. Orsani coming to bat. Orsani at bat. Schoolboy Rowe steps up there and gets his sign from Coughlin. The Cubs are trying to get 4 runs because that one-run lead looks a little bit tough every time they go out there in the field. It's 2-1 in favor of the Cubs. Rowe has held and hit this since the first. First ball pitch down here is a slow strike to Orsani, who jumped up into the front of the batsman's box, attempting to disconcert Mr. Rowe. But he hits it right in there with a lot of hook on it for strike one. Rowe winds up again, pitches an overhand curve ball that will miss at the outside corner at the shoulders for a 1-1 count. Ball one, strike one to Orsani with one down and no one on, and playing the first of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Then he hits the pounder back towards second. Second baseman comes up with it. Over to first base, and Orsani is out by 2 steps. On a nice throw from Gehringer over to Greenberg. Gehringer to Greenberg for the out. Now we have DeRosier coming to bat. DeRosier at bat. Mr. DeRosier is a 256 hitter, a right-hand hitter. Takes a snap at the first fastball and misses it for strike one. One strike to DeRosier. Well, two men out, there's nobody on the bases. Rowe hits another one down, a sidearm curveball, and hits the corner for strike two with an awful lot of twist on it. Strike two to DeRosier. Rowe gets ready to pitch another one. Starts to wind up and balances. Here comes the swing of the arm, and the ball is hit up in the air toward first base. It's a foul. First baseman's going back after it. But the second baseman left over at the wind closing in behind the first baseman and going for it. Greenberg was running away from first. The ball was thrown over his shoulder. Staring across over to his position at second in the infield with a nice running shot of a foul out. It's recovered. The side with no run, no hit, no errors, and no one left to the base. No run, no hit, no errors, and no one up to the base. It's the third inning. With monotonous regularity, Mr. Rowe has set the boys down. 1, 2, 3. During that time, since the third inning, there have been 11 men bat against him. He has struck out one and made every one of them go out to the infield except two. That was Medrick in the sixth, who flied out to the center fielder, and Delancey in the fourth, who flied out to the left fielder. The only two men who successfully have hit the ball out of the infield, and both of them will fly out since the third inning. Great pitching is being shown today. Fact of the matter is, we have 6 hits on the roll, 2 runs off roll. He has struck out 2 and walked nobody. Hanahan has allowed 4 hits, 1 run, has struck out 5 and walked 3. We start out with White, Cochran, and Gehringer starting the seventh inning. The leadoff then coming up to bat. The score 2-1 in favor of the St. Louis Cards, and a hometown crowd of Tiger fans here is yelling for a rally. The leadoff man coming up in the seventh. White waits for the first pitch and stalks it up in the air. Shortstop is going back out. Fritz says he can get it. He's backing out in short left center and gets the ball in short left center for the out. White out on the first ball pitch and a fly to DeRosier. The shortstop. That puts one man down and brings Cochran to bat. Cochran has walked twice, gone on once to the infield, first base on his distance. Well, that Hanahan gets ready to pitch this ball on the Cochran. Cochran stands in there swinging the bat. Hanahan walked him in the third, walked him in the fifth. First ball pitch down, he attempts to bunt. The ball goes to the left of the plate for the foul. Strike.
One strike to Mickey Cochran. Cochran hits it down court, right field. A piece of a play over there with the second baseman, Frankie Fish, running to his left, getting the ball back in the grass as it enters right field. Hoping it over to Collins for the out. Cochran out from second baseman Fish over to Collins at first for the second out of this inning. And Gehringer comes to bat. Gehringer, the second baseman, coming to bat. Mr. Hallahan has not allowed a hit since the fourth inning, and the mixing for two doubles and made the one run as the Tigers now have. Gehringer has had one of the four hits off Hallahan. Hallahan swings at the windup. This is the first into Gehringer, and he takes it too close to the belt. For ball one. Ball one of the hitters, two down, no one on, and the Cardinals leading 2-1 as they're playing the last half of the seventh. Hallahan taking another sound, ready to swing into the windup. They're playing this boy for a left field hitter. Next one's called ball two. Ball two, that one going wide. The first one missed the inside corner, the next in the outside corner. Hallahan taking his time. Third baseman Martin walks in a few steps. It's a 2-0 count on Gehringer. Now he starts to back up at third base. The next ball missed the outside corner just above the knees for strike one call. Ball two, strike one. Gehringer steps forward into that, changes his mind, yanks the bat back and took it for the called strike. And circles his arms over his head, balances and hits the next one down with a lot of speed on it, but it's too high, coming in past Gehringer's head. Ball three, and strike one. 3-1 to Gehringer. We're getting set for that next ball to be hit down. 3-1, this one has to be good. Ball four, takes a walk. That's another walk by Hallahan. Making four walks this afternoon. The walk now evenly hit. Gehringer is on first base of the walk. Greenberg is a 340 hitter for the season, which means that he's well up there. He's a right-hand hitter, batting against the left-hand pitcher with a man on first with a tying run and two down. Another tense situation. This ball game has been tense all the way through. Both pitchers have been in spot. World Series baseball. The first ball is picked, missed by the catcher, but it hits against his shin guard and bounces it over the plate. He receives it quickly and throws it back to the pitcher, Hallahan. Greenberg then is called for ball one. Ball one to Greenberg. The tie run is on first due to a walk, and Greenberg is the man hitting. Callahan swings in with the pitch up next to him. Now they're playing Greenberg to a left field hitter. He takes a fast strike call. Ball one and strike one. Ball one and strike one to Greenberg. Third baseman Pepper Martin backs up a few steps and walks in a few steps, and just before the ball is pitched to Greenberg, he steps back probably 8 or 10 steps. Callahan pitches another one down. Taken for ball too low. Is it too low for ball two? Ball two and strike one. Greenberg looking back to Delancey, who was talking to Clem over his shoulder on that last decision. Kind of grinning about it. Callahan swings up to the mound, keeping his eye on that runner on first base, Gehringer, whom he just walked. It's 2-1 to Greenberg. Greenberg swings for the wide fast one. Ball two and strike two. He puts that one down there with a lot of stuff on it. 2-2. He's getting set for this pitch. Callahan pitching very cautiously, taking his time. It's a 2-2 count with two down and a man on first. Here's the pitch. Strike three calls are left right down the middle. A Callahan sixth strikeout this afternoon. Greenberg looking at the third strike for the second time this afternoon. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base. For the Tigers in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on the base.
Here's good news for millions of radio listeners. Next Sunday evening at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the Ford Motor Company will inaugurate over the complete coast-to-coast Columbia network the Ford Sunday Evening Hour. This will be a full hour of glorious music. There will be a symphony orchestra under the direction of Victor Kolar, who conducted the Detroit Symphony Orchestra at Ford Gardens at the fair, and celebrated soloists from the operatic and concert stage. Also a mixed chorus of 24 voices. This Sunday evening, Madame Yerister, famous operatic star, will be the guest artist, and Mr. Edsel Ford will make a brief talk.
Starting the ball game in the first half of the eighth inning, the schoolboy Rowe pitching first to Hallahan, his pitching opponent, then to Pepper Martin, then to Rothrock. Hallahan and Martin both hit right-handed. Rothrock is a switch batter. We have Hallahan standing on the waiting for the ball to be pitched. He has slid out to right and he has struck out, and he's two times at the plate. First ball pitched, he took the cut of the ball, apparently cutting down as if to punt, and it was called for strike one.
The ball bounced off of the side of his cap, off of Delancey's glove, and struck umpire Ken on the inside of his left thigh. He's walking around now, lifting his feet up in the air to see if they still track. Apparently they do, so he's all ready to go. All right, Hanahan has one strike. That ball is pitched wide and high for the one and one count. Ball, run, and strike on the lefty Hanahan. These pitches have both been going great guns since the third and fourth innings. Neither one of them having allowed a hit since that time. The next ball pitched in comes too close. Hanahan saves that from it. Ball two and strike one to Hanahan, who hit 182 for the season, by the way. Here's a pitch. Hanahan hits one up in the air over near second base. Second baseman back out it, says he can get it. He's right. Mr. Dillinger takes the ball for the putout. That puts one man down. Next man coming to bat, Pepper Martin, who's had one hit, scored once this afternoon, gone out once to the infield from short to first, and has flied out once to center field in his three appearances at the plate. He will be followed by Rossrock, who has now hit the ball out of the infield. Martin coming up, steps into the batsman's box. Rowe gets his sign from the head man, pitches the ball down, and Martin takes a swing at it and hits it over to the shortstop. He comes up with it, makes a right throw to first with a long stretch in the front of Greenberg, and Martin is out by a step. Martin out on the throw from shortstop over to first base, in other words, from Mr. Rodell to Mr. Greenberg. Rothrock comes to bat. He's been at bat twice officially this afternoon, and each time has gone out to the infield. Two men down in the eighth. Here's the pitch. Rothrock takes the cut at the first one, a very fast ball. Looking at the ball after drop down in Stockland's lip for strike one. Ready to pitch the next one down. The pitch. He reaches for a slow one. He has to finish his own power. Doesn't get the power in there, and Dillinger throws him out at first base. Out from Dillinger over to first base. And since the third inning, this pitcher, Mr. Rowe, has not allowed the standard for the hit. No run, no hit, no arrows, and no run left in the bases in the eighth for the side. No run, no hit, no arrows, and no run left. The Tigers now come in for their turn of bat in the last half of the eighth, with Gosman, Rodell, and Owen. A possibility that Fox might come up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think we have time for station identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The WBBMI Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Ladies and gentlemen, right back in your home to tell you about this eighth inning. Gosman, who's had one hit, Rodell, who doubled and scored on Costa's double, and Owen, who has had no hits this afternoon, will be the first three men to come up and face lefty Hanahan in the eighth inning. These fans up here are really pulling for the Tigers. Don't think they're not, because they stood up in the seventh, now they're standing up again in the eighth. Gosman, left-hand hitter, will be the first man up to bat. He steps into the batsman's box. Pepper Martin has walked over toward his playing position. Hanahan gets his signs into Delancey. We're starting the last of the eighth with the St. Louis Cardinals leading 2-1. They scored once in the second, once in the third, and Detroit scored once in the fourth. There's a pitch to Gosman, direct one, called. One strike to Goose Gosman, a 302 hitter during the regular league season, a left-handed batter. Lefty Bill Hanahan gets ready to wind him this one up. Here comes. Overhand curve ball that hit the dirt about 6 feet in front of the plate. Bounced up and struck the catcher on the inside of his right thigh. And now he is doing the goose step down there just as umpire Ken did a few moments ago. Ball one and strike one. Gosman's down there waiting for it. Hanahan taking his time, pitching extremely cautiously here in the last two or three innings. The last two innings, particularly, and very cautious about the way he pitches that ball. Taking lots of time between pitches. There goes the ball back toward right. Frankie Frisch makes a stop on the throw to first base, and the runner's out on the play. Well, Frisch got the ball at least 8 feet back in the grass and whips it over to first base. Going to his left, catching his balance, getting the ball in the hop and whipping it down without taking a step forward. Throwing it from a sidearm position, and Gosman is out on a very close decision, a very fast play. So we have Rodell coming to bat.
McGill is the last man to get a hit off the pitching of Hallahan. No, he's not. I beg your pardon. Mr. Fox is the last man. McGill got a hit from the fourth and scored on Fox's double. This ball pitch to McGill too close to the knees in the inside corner for ball one. Ball one with one down. And it's still 2-1 in favor of St. Louis. Wind-up starts, the pitch is delivered, there goes the ball off toward right center, back deep. Right fielder's over after it and takes the ball for the out after a short run. Rodell out on a fly to the right fielder, gets to Raprock. Cohen comes to bat. He has struck out once, grounded out once to the infield from second to first, and on an attempted punt, Rodell, who was on second, was thrown out. And he was safe on a fielder's choice in the sixth. So much then for the batting powers of Mr. Owen this afternoon, who batted 316 during the regular season and is a dangerous hitter at any time of a pinch. Although he's batting down here in the seventh spot, he's liable to cork on any time. There comes the pitch, the ball is called up into the right field stand, up among the first men, grammars the ball and it dropped down below. So one strike call to Mr. Owen, the first baseman, the right hand hitter who's facing lefty Hallahan with two down and no one out. Hallahan accepts the sign from Delancey, swings into the windup, balance is high, here's the pitch. A high bounder back toward second base. Faggy first gets it, puts it over the first base, the runner's out by a step. Another nice play by Faggy who came in and was out that time. And we found that Mr. Hallahan has not allowed a hit now since the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on bases for the Tigers in the last half of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left.
Ford Motor Company, which is sending you these World Series broadcasts, hopes that you are enjoying the game.
We are starting the first half of the ninth inning with Frankie Frisch, Mickey Medwick, and Rip Collins, the first three men coming to face Schoolboy Row. Since the fourth, Hallahan has not allowed a hit, and since the third, Row has not allowed a hit. The ball has just been popped now by Frankie Frisch off toward left field, and it looks as if the ball has taken foul by Mr. Galvin, who played the wind nicely and got the ball in foul territory for Frisch to be the first out on a foul fly to left field. The next man coming to bat is Medwick, who tore things apart yesterday, who has had one hit today, has gone out attempting to score on a single by Collins, trying to score from second base, but he was thrown out of the plate by Garvin. He has tried out to center field, and he has struck out of one. Mickey Medwick, right-hand hitter, one man down the ninth. First ball fits in a nice fast strike, and the inside corner just above the knee. The right one to Medwick. Low winds another one up. This is a fast high one down, and Medwick reaches for it, and misses with the end of the spot for strike two. Same sort of an overhand throw that time, but that ball didn't come down. It kept sailing along high. Medwick reached for it and missed it. Two strikes to Medwick. Roll rounds another one up. He balances. Here's a pitch. Medwick takes it for strike three. A fast-breaking curveball on the inside corner. And in a free strikeout this afternoon by Mr. Roy, Medwick has stepped out first. The other man was Hallahan. Now there are two men out of the ninth, and the man coming to bat is Rip Collins. A 333 hitter with 35 home runs to his credit this year, a switch batter who's had one hit, grounded out once to the infield and thrown out once to center. As Collins got ready to come in for his turn at bat, Rose got ready to wind up and tip the ball down, but umpire Tom noticed there was an extra bat lying over there near first. They also noticed something going around right field and stopped the play. Here's the first pitch. Collins takes the first and posts the bat. Ball one. Rose seems to be pitching a faster fastball as the game goes along. He has shown beautiful control and power ever since that third. One ball pitch to Collins. He gets the crowd at the next and fires it at the end of his bat, back into the crowd to the next of the plate. Now on him, strike one. Rose receives a new ball from Kaplan. There are two men down, nobody on in the ninth, and the Cardinals are enjoying at the present time that one run lead that looks as big as a mountain. Mountains have been scaled, you never can tell. Here's the pitch. Collins swings it another one. And the ball bounces back against Stockton. Bounces out in front of the plate, and it looks as if Collins is going to take a Marshall Niblick shot at that ball after struck the ground. Ball one and strike two. They're yelling to someone down there. There's a fellow in white down there. Two of the boys, three, four of the boys now. They have white uniforms. They're standing down along the right field, and they're back in behind the screen, but their white uniforms are interfering with the start of the ball as it comes up to a left-hand hitter, apparently. Ball
one and strike two to Collins. Two down. Here's the pitch. Collins takes it high. Right past the nose. The ball two. Two and two to the hitters. Low swings up. Winds it. Here it comes. Collins takes it for strike three. Calls the rope. Right side of the outside corner. The third ball cutting away from him. And he takes it for strike three. You're out. Low then. This is with his fourth strike out of the afternoon. And it's not allowed to hit since the third. No runs in the night. No hits. No errors. And no one left in base for the Cardinals. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left in the base. Not a man has reached base on the pitching of Rowe since the third inning. That, ladies and gentlemen, is big league, and it's also World Series 50. Mr. Hallahan, on the other hand, don't think he happened to watch him, too. He has a lot of hits and support. Both pitchers have been pitching great ball this afternoon. The score is 2-1 in favor of the Cardinals. And it's up to Mr. Hallahan now, if he wants to win his ball game, to protect this one-run lead. And during the time he's trying to protect it, he's facing the following three men. Mr. Fox, mayhap Mr. Rowe, and Mr. White. The two last men in the list, they may put in a pinch batter for Rowe, we do not know. Fox is coming to bat. The score is 2-1 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. We're starting the last half of the night. The crowd has come out of its chance after having watched this great victory battle, and they're starting to yell for that win. Cardinals are ahead. There's the first ball, took down, and Mr. Fox fouls it back into the screen. Fox, you know, doubled in the fourth inning and drove in Rogel, who had doubled just before him, for the one run that the American League team has this afternoon in this ball game. And there goes the ball off the right field. It's a line by single with a firing out of one base. Callahan giving up his fifth hit of the afternoon and his first hit since the fourth inning. The Titans are going to try to go out here and make one of their famous last hitting rallies in this ball game. The crowd stands up to a man and cheers. We have it. The next ball coming to bat, 50 Rowe. Blue Boy Rowe is going to bat. Although he has a record this afternoon of having struck out three times in a row, Blue Boy Rowe is apparently going to bat. Baker has gone over. One of the coaches, Baker, gone over the crossroads. Callahan has given up his first hit since the fourth inning as a man on base with a tying run of the night. Rowe comes to bat. Callahan gets ready to pitch. The runner on first is the Fox, getting his second hit out of the five allowed this afternoon by Callahan. And the man who's ready to take his lead. He leads off first. The bang in close at third base, right expecting a bunt. He takes the full cut of the ball, sends it across at the infield, and fouls it back to the screen for strike one. They were watching with the bunt, but he tried to cross them up. Just lifted and lifted it up to the screen, getting the ball on the bunt. Rowe is waiting for the next pitch, but Hallahan takes the new ball and goes to the rousing by this time. Rusty Hallahan, an old-timer, to whom World Series pitching means nothing more than another ball game, has been down there pitching against Blue Boy Rowe, who in his first World Series has pitched a beautiful game. Fox with the tying run is on first, and he's back down towards second. Third baseman still expecting a bunt. It is a bunt. Callahan takes it, makes the throw to the first baseman, and runs it back to second on the run. Game on a regular league game. The score is 2-1 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals to play in the last half of the night. With Fox on second base. With a tying run, Walker, a pinch hitter, is hitting for Walker. I beg your pardon for White. He's a right-hand hitter. Callahan ready to pitch to him. Here's a pitch. The ball is a foul. High up in the air. The catcher says he can get it.
Coming in for the Cardinals. Bill Hallahan going to leave the game, and Bill Walker, another southpaw pitcher, is coming in to finish out for the Cardinals. Bill Hallahan has pitched a beautiful ball game. He hasn't allowed any hits since the fourth inning up until the first half of the ninth there, when he has allowed two. He's getting a nice hand as he goes into the dugout, going over through the Detroit dugout to go to the clubhouse. Walker is on the mound now, warming up with Delancey. Bill Walker, another southpaw, on the firing line now, warming up with Delancey. The first man to face him will be Mickey Cochran, and he'll be followed by Charlie Garrington. Upper Martin goes in to say a few words to Bill Walker. One man down. Walker on first base. Darrell Walker on first base. Bill Walker pitching for the Cardinals. And Mickey Cochran is the man at the plate. Cochran has walked twice this afternoon, the third and fifth inning. Walker's on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey. For the first pitch to Mickey Cochran. Walker, Gary Walker on first base. We keep all these Walker straight. There's a throw over to first base. Bill Walker to Collins. Bill Walker's back on the mound now. Umpire Redden is busy grabbing newspapers that are blowing all over the infield. Walker's getting set. Here's the first pitch, and it's strike one called on Cochran. He got the first one in there. One strike is a count on Mickey Cochran. With one man down, and Gary Walker.
pitcher on first base. The last half of the ninth inning and what has been a great ball game out here this afternoon. Walker's on the mound. Bill Walker getting a signal again from Delancey. Makes another quick throw over to first base to Collins, but Gale Walker is back to the back safety. Collins tosses the ball back into Bill Walker. Taking his position on the mound. Getting set for the pitch. Getting a signal from Delancey. He's all set for the delivery. Here it is. And it's a foul tip. Strike two. Two strikes as they count on Mickey Cochran, who is hitting for the Tigers. Left-handed hitter. We'll have Gale Walker on first base, one man down. Right at the present time, Gale Walker is the man of the hour. Bill Walker's on the mound, getting set, and he's getting caught off the first base. He's going to run up between first and second. Bill Walker threw over to Collins. Collins down to first base, is running down after it. And he throws to Bill Walker. And Bill Walker throws back down to DeRocher, and the whole team is over there. The whole team is over there, and Frank finally caught him with the ball. Will be Bill Walker caught Gale Walker off the first base on a quick throw over to Rip Collins after he came around in a position like he was going to pitch. Made a quick throw to Collins. Collins threw to Frisch. Frisch back to Bill Walker before he could say scat. Everybody but Orsatti, Medwick, and Rothrock was over there. Even Delancey down there backing up the play at first base. And finally, Frankie Frisch made the put out. And as far as that goes, Rothrock was coming in, and so was Medwick. Two down. About 26 assists on that one, Ted. Two down. Mickey Cochran batting. Bill Walker's getting a signal from Delancey. Winding up. Here's the pitch. Strike three. Oh. Mickey Cochran is called out on strike. On his third out, retiring the side. And Mickey doesn't like that one very well. This is the last half of the ninth inning, and the score is now tied up 2-2.
Ford Motor Company, which is sending you these World Series broadcasts, hopes that you are enjoying this ball game.
And now we're going into the first half of the 10th inning, extra innings in this second game of the World Series, and the score tied up 2-2. The first man for the Cardinals, the first half of the 10th inning, will be Delancey, the Cardinals catcher, followed by Orsatti, and then DeRocher. Schoolboy Rowe still on the firing line for the Tigers. He was a little bit uneasy in the early part of the game this afternoon, but he hasn't allowed a hit since the third inning. They got one hit off of him in the first inning, Frankie Frisch getting a single. Then in the second inning, there was a single by Delancey and a triple by Orsatti. That resulted in a run. And in the third inning, Martin got a single. And Medwick and Collins getting singles, which resulted in another run. And since that time, Schoolboy Rowe has been very stingy with anything that looked like a hit. There was only one other ball that was really cracked hard, and that was one that was hit down through short where Rogel made a sensational diving catch. Rogel and Frankie Frisch have been the fielding stars of the game this afternoon. Frisch making a couple good stops, and Rogel making that one, which was a beauty. Delancey is the first man up. Walker, just a moment. Dojak going into center field for the Tigers. Dojak playing center field. Delancey is the first man up. Rose on the mound. He gets his signal. Winding up. Here's the pitch. Strike one called on Delancey. One strike is a count on Delancey. The left-handed hitter. And Delancey has one hit out of three trips. Here's the next pitch. Wide ball one. Delancey is the boy that cracked that hard one in the seventh inning down through short that Rogel made the sensational catch-off. Goes winding up. Here's the next one. And it's a fly ball. Going out back of short, deep short, around a short left. Goslin coming in, and he takes care of it for the initial out. Delancey out on a fly to Goose Goslin in short left. One away, and that brings up Ernie Orsatti, the Cardinals center fielder, a left-handed hitter. Orsatti has one hit out of three trips, getting a triple in the second inning. Orsatti batting, left-handed hitter. Rose winding up. Here's the pitch. Take one. He swung at it. One strike is the count on Ernie Orsatti with one man down. Rose winding up again. Here's the next pitch. And it's a ground ball going down to Gehringer. Gehringer takes it on a big hop, and he's out at first. Gehringer to Greenberg on the second out. Two down. down, and that brings up Leo DeRocher, the Cardinal shortstop, for right-handed hitting. This is DeRocher's fourth appearance at the plate. He hasn't any hits so far this afternoon. That's right-handed. He'll be followed by Bill Rafter, who is now porting. Here's the pitch. Foul back against the screen. Strike one. One strike on DeRocher. Bill Rafter, who is now pitching for the Cardinals, will be the next hitter. One strike on DeRocher. Blue ball is tossed out to Roy. Gets the signal from Cochran. Winding up. Here's the next one. A little bit high. Ball one. Making the count read one and one. One ball and one strike on DeRocher. One and one is the count. Rose on the mound again. Lining up. And here's the next one. And it's a drive going out to right field. Fox is going back. And he takes care of it. Bobby third out. Retiring the side. The wind is very bad out there, making it very difficult for the outfielders. Fox was running around a little bit in the circle out there on that one, but he took care of it very nicely. Bobby third out. Retiring the side. The result there, the first half of the 10th inning, shows no runs, no hit, and no error. And the score remains 2-2 going into the last half of the 10th inning. We have time for station identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Half of the 10th inning, the second game of the World Series, 1934, and the ball game tied up 2-2. Walker taking his preliminary throw, good Delante. Frankie Fritz waiting down the second base for Delante's throw. And Charlie Gehringer is the first man up for the Tigers in the last half of the 10th. Up. Walker is getting a signal from Delancey for the first pitch to Gehringer. And just a moment. The umpires have called time for the moment.
Down there by the plate. We couldn't see just what it was, but anyhow, he was pushed out or something.
Walker's on the mound. We're all set to go. Getting a signal from Delancey. Charlie Gehringer is the first man up for the Tigers, the left-handed hitter. He's winding up. Here's the pitch, and it's strike one call. Gehringer's been on three times out of four trips this afternoon. He got on an error in the first inning, got a single in the third, and he walked in the seventh. On his other appearance at the plate in the fifth inning, he was out on the fly to Rock, Rock, and right. Walker's winding up. Here's the next one. Ball high. The count is even up, one and one. This is the last half of the 10th inning. Four tied, 2-2. Bill Walker's on the mound again, getting a signal from Delancey for the next one. Starts the old wind-up for the pitch. Here it is. Ball two, wide. Two balls and one strike as they count on Charlie Gehringer. Two balls and one strike. First man for the Tigers in the last half of the 10th inning. And what a ball game this has been. Bill Walker gets his signal from Delancey. Starts the old wind-up again. Here's the next pitch. Ball three, wide. Three and one as they count on Gehringer. Three balls and one strike. Walker goes back to the rosin bag. Now he's coming in on the mound. Three and one is the count. Boyd fans have started clapping their hands, wanting Gehringer to come through. Here's the next pitch. Down at the ground ball. Going down to first. And he juggles it back. And Gehringer is safe at first. And with a ground ball down to first, one of those kind that just skipped the ground. He juggled the ball. And Gehringer is safe at first. For Frankie Fritz. That's the second time this afternoon that Gehringer has been on as a result of an error. That's the third error for the Cardinals this afternoon. Martin, Callahan, and Frisch now being charged up with errors. And that brings up Hank Greenberg. Greenberg is up.
20 down, which means that more than likely here he's going to sacrifice to advance Gehringer down to second base, get him in a scoring position. Walker's arms go up, he's getting set for the pitch. Here it is. All one, inside and just a little bit low. This is the last half of the 10th inning. Walker's back on the mound again, getting a signal from Delancey for the next one. Martin coming in on the ground. And Casey Bunt. Here's the next pitch. And it's a drive going out to deep center. Makes the catch for the out. Now here comes the throw into first base, but Gehringer is back over to first. Gehringer was third out on second base. It looked like the ball was going to go between Orsatti and Rothrock, but Rothrock managed to get over and take care of it. One away. They made this catch in right center. One down. Gehringer still on first base, and that brings up Bruce Goslin, the Tigers' left fielder, a left-handed hit. Goslin has one hit out of four trips. Last half of the 10th inning, the ball game still tied up 2-2. Teams are tied up on hits now, having a total of 6 apiece. If I've tabulated them correctly. Walker's on the mound getting set. Here's the pitch. Ball one, inside. $1 is a count on Goose Garza. One man down, and Charlie Gehringer on first base. Result of an error by Frankie Fritz. Walker's back on the mound again, getting a signal from Delancey for the next one. Up goes his arms. He's on the rubber. All set for the pitch. Here it is. And it's strike one. Carl Abasson. Looks like it was right through the center. 1-1 is the count on Garvin. 1-1. Walker's back on the mound, getting a signal again from Delancey for the next one. Gehringer on first base, taking the lead off of the bag. Here's the next pitch, and it's a fly ball going out to right field. Rothrock is after it. He does it, and he takes care of it for the second out. Goslin out on a fly to Rothrock in right, making the catch just about 10 feet in from the right field foul line. Two down, Gehringer still on first base, and that brings up Rogel, the Tiger shortstop. Rogel got on in an error in the 6th inning. In the 4th inning, he doubled. And a little later, scored the first run for the Tigers when he raced in home on Fox's double down the left field line. Two down, Gehringer on first base, Rogel batting. Bill Walker's back on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey. Steps on the rubber, up goes his arm, he's getting set for the pitch. Here's the first one. Ball one, it was low. $1 is a count on Rogel. Gehringer still on first base, and two men down the last half of the 10th inning. They're tied 2-2. There's another quick throw over to first base, and we came very near losing our scorecard. That would have been a predicament. $1 is a count on Rogel. Here's the next pitch. Ball two, it was outside and high. It was tempted, he started to swing, but changed his mind. Two balls and no strike. Ball's back out to Bill Walker. He's on the rubber again. Up goes the arms, getting set for the pitch. Here's the next one. And he swung at it. Strike. Quick throw down to first base, but Charlie Gehringer's back into the bag. A quick throw by Delancey. The count is now 2 balls and 1 strike on Rogel, who is batting. Hold on deck. The last half of the 10th inning, score tied 2-2. Detroit tying it up in the last half of the 9th inning after trailing all the way through the game. Used 2 hits and a sacrifice to tie it up in the last half of the 9th. Here's the next pitch. Strike two, call. And the count is even up on Rogel, who is batting. He's a switch hitter, batting right-handed against Walker. Walker being a southpaw. Count is 2 balls and 2 strikes on Rogel. Gehringer on first base, 2 down. And this is the last half of the 10th inning. Walker comes back in on the mound. He's getting a signal from Delancey. Gehringer over on first base. He's not taking a very large lead. Up goes Walker's arm. He's getting set for the pitch. Here it is. And it's a foul ball. Going down. He's second out. Goslin out on a fly to Rothrock in right, making the catch just about 10 feet in from the right field foul line. Two down. Gehringer still on first base. And that brings up Rogel, the Tiger shortstop.
Vogel got on in an error in the sixth inning. In the fourth inning, he doubled. And a little later, scored the first run for the Tigers when he raced in home on Fox's double down the left field line. Two down, Derringer on first base, Rogel batting. Joe Walker's back on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey. Steps on the rubber, up goes his arm, he's getting set for the pitch. Here's the first one. Ball one, it was low. One ball is a count on Rogel. Derringer still on first base, and two men down the last half of the 10th inning. Score tied 2-2. There's another quick throw with the first base, and we came very near losing our scorecard. That has been a predicament. One ball is the count on Rogel. Here's the next pitch. Ball two, it was outside and high. It was tempted, he started to swing, but changed his mind. Two balls and no strike. Ball's back out to Bill Walker. He's on the rubber again. Up goes the arm, getting set for the pitch. Here's the next one. And he swung at it. Strike. Quick throw down to first base with Charlie Gehringer's back into the bag. A quick throw by Delancey. The count is now two balls and one strike on Rogel, who is batting. Four on deck. The last half of the 10th inning, score tied 2-2. Before tying it up in the last half of the 9th inning, after trailing all the way through the game, used two hits and a sacrifice to tie it up in the last half of the 9th. Here's the next pitch. Strike two, call. And the count is even up on Rogel, who is batting. He's a switch hitter, batting right-handed against Walker. Walker being a southpaw. Count of two balls and two strikes on Rogel. Derringer on first base. Two down. And this is the last half of the 10th inning. Walker comes back in on the mound. He's getting a signal from Delancey. Derringer over on first base. He's not taking a very large lead. Up goes Walker's arm. He's getting set for the pitch. Here it is. And it's a foul ball. Going down the left field line. Medwick and Norton are after it. But it's into the stands. Into the stands, down the left field line. And the count remains the same, 2-2. Umpire Clem gives Delancey a new ball to toss out to Walker. Medwick and Martin were both after that ball, but it was into the stands down the left field line. Umpire Clem is dusting off the plate. 2-2 is the count on Rogel. Still have Gehringer on first base. He was the first man up. Got on an error by Frankie Frisch down at second base. Walker's getting set for the pitch. There's another throw over to first. Gehringer's back to the bag. Funny to start on that one. Ball's back into Walker. Takes his position on the mound. Getting set for the delivery. Up goes his arms. And another quick throw over to first base. And it didn't come, came very near being wild that time. Ball's back into Walker again. 2-2 is the count on Rogel. The man at the plate. Ball set. Here's the pitch. And Gehringer starts down. There goes the throw. And he's safe at second. Gehringer steals second. The pitch was wide for ball three at the plate. The count is now 3-2 on Rogel. With two down. And Gehringer down on second base. Gehringer on second. Two away. 3-2 on Rogel. Big one left. This is the one that tells the story. This is the last half of the 10th inning. And the ball game is tied up. 2-2. Bill Walker on the mound getting set. Here's the pitch. Ball four. Wide. And Rogel walks. And that brings up four. Rogel walks. Runners on first and second. Two down. And Owens is the next hitter for the Tigers. Batting, a right-handed hitter. This is the last half of the 10th inning. Allen started in back of Rogel over on first base. Walker taking his position on the mound. Infield is playing deep. They only need one man. Getting a signal from Delancey, all set. Here's the pitch. And it's a drive going out to deep center. Ortiz going way back. And he makes the catch way out at deep center. On his third out, retiring the side. It looked for a moment like that was good night for the Cardinals on that ball. As it traveled fast out to center field, but Ortiz leads way back, took care of it. On his third out, retiring the side. The results, the last half of the 10th inning, showing no runs, no hits. hit and one error. And the score remains 2-2 going into the first half of the 11th.
The Ford Motor Company hopes that the crowds that are listening in at the showrooms of Ford dealers throughout the United States and Canada, as well as everywhere else, are enjoying this hot ball game.
We're going into the first half of the 11th inning, and Bill Walker, the Cardinal pitcher, will be the first man up. First half of the 11th inning, Walker will be the first man up. This will be Walker's first appearance at the plate since he relieved Hallahan there in the last half of the 9th inning. Try to change course arc here as we go along. Walker bats right-handed. First man for the Cardinals. First half the 11th inning. Two-ball rolls on the mound, getting a signal from Mickey Cochran for the first pitch. Martin will be the second hitter of the inning with Rob Rock. The third man. Rowe gets his signal. He's winding up. Here's the first pitch to Walker. Inside. Ball one. This is the first half of the 11th inning. Four sides. 2-2. Rowe's winding up. Here's the next one. Ball two inside. Two balls and no strikes on Bill Walker. Walker steps out of the batter's box for the moment. Now he's back in. Rose getting his signal. Winding up. And here's the next pitch. Strike one, call. Right down through the center. Two balls and one strike on Walker. Two boy rolls on the mound. Starts the old wind up. And here's the next pitch. And it's a foul ball. Going over back to first base. Greenberg is off it, but it's into the stands. And the count is now 2-2 on Walker. Umpire Clem tosses in a new ball. It's tossed out to Rowe. He's standing back at the pitcher's mound, rubbing the gloss off of it. Waiting on Greenberg to get back to the first base position. The count is 2-2 on Bill Walker. First man up for the Cardinals. First half of the 11th inning. Rowe gets the signal from Cochran. He's winding up. And here's the next pitch. Strike three. He went down swinging. Walker struck out for the initial out in the first half of the 11th inning. And that brings up Pepper Martin. This boy, Rowe, has been 20 steps since the third inning. Cardinals haven't had a hit off of Rowe since the third inning. They got three in that third, and then he commenced to pitch no-hit balls from then on. Pepper Martin batting a right-handed hitter. Martin has one hit out of four trips so far, a single in the third inning. Rowe's winding up. Here's the initial pitch to Martin. Swing, he swung at it. One strike is a count on Martin. One strike is a count on Pepper Martin. One man down, nobody on. First half, the 11th inning with the score tied 2-2. Rowe starts the old windup for the next pitch. Strike two, he took another step. Martin started a swing. He changed his mind, but he's gone around too far. He questioned the umpire on it. Two strikes is a count. Martin is stepping back into the batter's box now. Rowe's getting a signal from Cochran. That's the old windup for the pitch. Here it is. And it's a drive out to left center for a hit going between Goslin. Goslin gets it on the hop, and it's a double for Martin. He flies into second base, hits first. Goslin's throw was wide anyway. Didn't have a chance to get him on that one. He was in a double for Pepper Martin out to left center. Martin on second base. One man down, and that brings up Rob Rock, the Cardinal right fielder. Two hitters batting left-handed against two-by Rowe. Rob Rock hasn't had any hits so far this afternoon. Had a sacrifice in the third inning, so he's been at the plate three official trips without any hits. Rowe's getting set for the pitch. Here's the first one to Rob Rock. Strike one, call. One strike. That was Martin's second hit. He got a single in the third inning. This is the first half of the 11th. Fair tied 2-2. One man down. Martin on second base and one strike on Rob Rock. Here's the next one. Ball low. Mickey Cochran made a beautiful stop on that one. One and one is a count on Rob Rock. Frankie Frisch on deck and Medwick in the hole. First half of the 11th inning. This has been a real ball game all the way through. Rose on the mound again, set for the next pitch. Martin taking a big lead off the second base. Here's the pitch. Out of foul. Into the stands to the left of the plate. Making the count read two strikes and one ball. umpire. Clem tosses low a new one. Two strikes and one ball as they count on Ralph Rock. One man down. Papa Martin down on second base. Result of that double out to left center. Goes on the rubber. Gets the signal from Conklin. Rogel is trying to keep him on down there. Here's the pitch. And the foul tip. Foul tip. Count remains the same. Two strikes and one ball. Two strikes and one ball is the count. Two strikes and one ball is the count on Rock Rock. Papa Martin down on second base. Rolls on the mound again, getting set. Here's the next one. And he went down swinging. Rock Rock struck out for the second out. Both the outs this inning have been strikeouts. Bill Walker striking out. Rock Rock striking out. And there's two down now with Papa Martin down on second base. And that brings up manager Frankie Frisch, the Cardinal second baseman. Another turnaround hitter, batting left-handed against Schoolboy Roll. Martin's on second base, result of a double out to left center. The first hit off of Schoolboy Roll since the third inning. Goes on the mound, getting set. Here's the pitch. Ball one. One ball is a count on Frankie Frisch. The pitch was wide. Medwick on deck. Ball tossed back to Roy, taking his position on the mound again. Up goes his arms. He's getting a signal from Cochran. Here's the next one to Frisch. Strike one. Call. Count is even up. One and one. One and one is the count. With two down, Barton on second base, the first half, the 11th inning. Rose on the mound again, set for the next one. Here's the next pitch, and it's a ground ball, going down to Gehringer, great big hop, and he's out at first base, Gehringer to Greenberg, for the third out, retiring the side. The result, the first half, the 11th inning, show no run, one hit, and no error. The score now as we go into the last half, the 11th inning, is still tied up 2-2. 2-2 is the count as we go into the last half, the 11th. On for Detroit, Fox will be the first man up. Right field. He followed by a Schoolboy Roll, and then Boljak, who is now playing center field since Gale Walker went in the last half of the 9th inning. That hit right and singled out to center field to score Fox with the tying run. Fox has been instrumental in both of the Tiger runs. He drove in Rogel in the fourth inning with a double, the first run, and then scored the second one himself in the ninth inning. There goes the throw down to second base. Fox is the first man up for the Tigers. The last half of the 11th inning. Is on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey for the first pitch to Fox. Winding up, there's the pitch. Strike one, call. One strike is a count on Fox. Right-handed hitter. Walker starts the old wind-up for the next one. Here it is. Low, ball one. Making the count read one and one. Fox has two hits. Out of four trips in this ball game, a double in the fourth and a single in the ninth. This is his fifth appearance to play. One and one is the count. Walker's winding up for the next pitch. There it is. And it's a foul. Just to the right of the plate. Two strikes and one ball is the count. Ball went around the Cardinal infield. Martin just tosses it back into Bill Walker. Two strikes and one ball. On Fox, first man for the Tigers. The last half, the 11th inning. Pass the ball in to Delancey. Umpire Clem looks at it, pronounces it okay, and it's tossed back out to Bill Rock. Taking his position on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey. Fox steps into the batter's box. The count of two strikes and one ball. Walker's winding up. Here's the pitch. Ball two inside. The count is even up 2-2 on Fox. 2-2 is the count. Walker's getting a signal again. He's winding up for the next one. Here it comes. And it's a foul ball. Going over near the stands down the first baseline. Collins is after it. And he makes the catch just outside of the boxes beyond the Cardinal dugout for the initial out. Fox fouled out to Collins. One down, and that brings up Schoolboy Rowe. And Rowe's getting a big hand. A as he strolls after the plate. He's really hit marvelous baseball since the third inning. He allowed 6 hits in the first 3 innings, and he's only allowed 1 since then. Low batting, right-handed hitter. Walker's lining up. Here's the first pitch. Inside and high. Ball one. One ball is the count on Rowe. Walker's on the mound. That's the old lineup for the next one. Here it comes. Great call. Count is even up. One and one. One ball and one strike on Screwball Rowe with one down, nobody on. The last half of the 11th. Ball tied 2-2. Walker gets his sign, starts his windup. Here's the next one. And it's a slap down the third baseline, but it's foul. Martin comes in fast, ball foul. The count is now 2 strikes and 1 ball on Rowe. Rowe didn't even toss his bat down. He carried it right down to first with him. Martin is tossing the ball out to Walker. This is the last half of the 11th inning. Four tied 2-2. Rowe stepping into the batter's box. There goes the Detroit fans again. Calling time for a moment while they got a newspaper off of the infield, out in front of the rosters. The outfield is covered with them out near the fence. 2 strikes and 1 ball is the count. Rowe steps into the batter's box. Walker's lining up for the pitch. Ball two. The pitch is low. The count is tied up 2-2. 2-2 is the count. Rowe has a batting average of .314 for regular season. 2-2. Walker again takes his position on the mound. And he takes a little bit too much time. Screwball Rowe steps back out of the batter's box. Now he's coming back in. The count is 2-2. Walker gets his signal. He's winding up. 2-2 is the count. Here's the pitch. And he went down swinging. Rowe struck out for the second out. Two down, and that brings up Zoljak, who's now playing center field. Zoljak is a right-handed hitter. Two down, nobody on, the last half of the 11th inning. DeRocher is getting more newspapers off of the infield. Walker's on the mound. Zoljak steps into the batter's box. Right-handed hitter. Walker's winding up. Here's the first pitch to Zoljak. A fireball going down the first baseline. Collins is off there just outside of the line. And he makes the catch. He came very near losing that one. That wind is terrible out there this afternoon. Some of the boys, you can tell every time a ball goes out there, they'll charge in and then have to charge back, or charge back and then have to charge in. There we go. The last half of the 11th inning. So, no runs, no hits, and no errors. The tag is going down in 1-2-3 order, and the score is still tied up 2-2 going into the first half of the 12th inning.
The Ford Motor Company, which is sending you these World Series broadcasts, hopes that you are enjoying this ball game.
First half of the 12th inning coming up, and the first three men for the Cardinals will be Medwick, left fielder, right-handed hitter. Collins will be the second hitter, and Delancey, the Cardinals catcher, will be the third man. Medwick's the right-handed hitter, Collins the switch hitter. Batting left-handed against Rowe, while Delancey is the left-handed hitter. The Tigers are tossing the ball around the infield. Backman has made his throw down to second base. The boys are going back to their respective positions, and we're all set to go in the first half of the 12th. The old ball game tied up 2-2. Waiting on Medwick to get out the plate. Right-handed hitter. Medwick has had one hit in this ball game out of 4 trips. That was a single in the third inning. He struck out twice. Set to go. Rowe is on the mound, getting a signal from Cochran. Winding up for the first pitch to Medwick. Here it comes. Oh, back against the screen. Strike one. One strike is the count on Medwick. Two balls all out to Rowe. He's on the mound again, getting a signal for the next pitch. Here it is. And it's a ground ball going down to Gehringer. Gehringer comes up with it. Big hop. He's out at first. Gehringer to Greenberg for the initial out. One down. And that brings up Rick Collins, the St. Louis first baseman. Switch hitter, batting left-handed against Rowe. Collins has one hit out of 4 trips. That was also a single in the third inning. one down. Rose on the mound getting a signal from Mickey Cochran. That's the old windup. Here's the first pitch. Foul. Up on top of the stands to the left of the plate. One strike is a count on Collins. Delancey on deck. Rose rubbing the glass off of the new ball that was tossed out to him. Now he's putting his glove back on, stepping up on the mound, gets his signal, winding up for the pitch. Here it comes. Ball outside and high. The count is 1-1 on Collins. With one down, nobody on. First half the 12th. The ball game tied up 2-2. And what a ball game. Rose winding up for the next pitch. Here it is. Ball two. Another one outside and high. Two balls and one strike on Collins. Two balls and one strike. Rowe gets the signal from Cochran. He starts the old windup again. Here's the next pitch. And it's a drive going out to center field. Rowe Jack is going back. Way back. He's under it. And he takes care of it. On the second out. Collins is out on a long slide of Rowe Jack out in center field. Two away. And Delancey is up. Delancey is up. Cardinal catcher, left-handed hitter. Orsatti on deck. Delancey has one hit out of four trips, getting a single in the second inning. Two down, nobody on, first half to 12. Rose starts his windup. Here's the first pitch to Delancey. Inside, ball one. One ball is the count on Delancey. With two down, nobody on. Rose on the mound again, winding up for the next one. Here's the pitch. Ball, outside. Two balls and no strikes on Delancey. Two men down, nobody on. First half, 12, four tied, 2-2. Rose steps back on the rubber again. There's the next pitch to Delancey. Strike one, that was a fast one right down through the middle. Two balls and one strike. Delancey steps back out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he's back in. Rose starts his windup. Strike two. He took a healthy cut. 2-2 the count on Delancey. Two down. First half of the 12th inning. The count. Rose winding up, and here's the next pitch. Strike three, call. Delancey called out on strike. On his third out, retiring the side. The result, first half of the 12th inning shows no runs, no hits, and no errors. Cardinals going down in 1-2-3 order. And the way this game is going, it looks like we're liable to be here all night. Half of 12 coming up. The Tigers at bat. And Mickey Cochran will be the first hitter with Gehringer on deck and Greenberg in the hole. The hits are 6 for Detroit, 7 for the Cardinals. Tigers haven't made any bobbles this afternoon, while the Redbirds have been charged with 3. One by Martin, one by Frisch, and one by Hallahan. Walker's on the mound, warming up with Davis. Here comes Delancey out to the plate now. And Mickey Cochran is the first hitter for the Tigers. Davis makes the throw down to second base. Fish tosses the ball to Rocher. Rocher in turn to Martin, who tosses it in to Bill Walker. All set to go. Last half of the 12th inning. Mickey Cochran got him. Walker steps up on the mound, gets his signal. He's winding up. And here's the first pitch of foul. Down the first baseline, strike one. One strike is the count on Mickey Cochran. Two balls tossed in. Walker's on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey for the next one. Starts the old line up for the next pitch. One strike is the count. There it is. And it's a ground ball down to DeRocher. DeRocher comes up with it. And he's out at first. DeRocher to Collins for the first out. Cochran grounded out. DeRocher to Collins. One away. And that brings up Charlie Gehringer, the Tiger second baseman. Left-handed hitter. Gehringer batting. One down, nobody off. Derringer's had one hit, and he walked once, but on third twice on earth. Walker's lining up. Here's the first pitch. High, ball one. One ball is the count on Derringer. Greenberg on deck. We're in the last half of the 12th inning. Four tied, 2-2. Walker's on the rubber again. Get your signal. Here's the next one. Ball two. This is high. Two balls and no strike. Longest game in World Series, extra inning game of 14 innings between the Boston American League and the Brooklyn National League. That was October 9th, 1916. Walker's winding up. Here's the next pitch to Derringer. Ball three, wide. Ball three. Three balls and no strikes on Derringer. Walker goes back to the rosin bag. Back in on the mound. 3-0 is the count. One man down, nobody on. He starts to wind up for the pitch. Here it is. Ball four inside. And again, Derringer reaches first base. This time, free transportation as a result of the base on ball. He only has one hit, but he's been over that plenty of times. The fifth time he's reached first base this afternoon. Only failed once. That was in the fifth inning when he flied out to Ralph Rock out in right field. Greenberg is up. Tiger first baseman and right-handed hitter. Walker's on the mound. Derringer on first base. One down. Getting set. Here's the pitch. Low in the dirt. Ball one. One ball is a count on Greenberg. Greenberg walked in the fifth inning. Derringer on first base. One man down. Playing in the last half of the 12th inning. Threw a hot dog out on the playing field. Had to call time for a moment. One ball is a count on Greenberg. Walker's on the mound, getting a signal from Galante. All set. Here's the pitch. Ball two, another low one. Two balls and no strike. Two balls and no strikes on Greenberg. Derringer on first base. Result of a base on balls. One man down. Mickey Cox in the first mound up. Being thrown out by shortstop Derringer. And this is the last half of the 12th inning. Four tied, 2-2. Walker's back on the mound, getting a signal from Galante for the next one. Two balls and no strikes to the count. He's all set. There's a quick throw over to first base, but Derringer is back to the bag. Two balls and no strikes. Another throw over to first base. Just tossing the ball back into Walker. Derringer in the 10th inning when he got on, got a stolen base. Walker's on the mound, getting set. Here's the pitch. Ball three, low. Three balls and no strikes. Now he's really got to put him in there. Three balls and no strikes on Greenberg. Derringer on first base, one man down. And it's the last half of the 12th inning. Walker's on the mound set. Here's the pitch. Strike one call. 3-1. 3-1 is a count on Greenberg. Back on the mound again. Getting a signal from Galante. Three balls and one strike. All set. There's another throw to first base. But Derringer was close to the bag that time. Just step back with ease. Three balls and one strike. Ball's back into Walker. He takes his position on the mound. Getting set for the delivery. Here's the pitch. Ball inside and low. Ball fair. Greenberg left. That puts Derringer on second base. And Gosselin is up. Three straight walks by Walker. Gosselin is up. The Tiger left fielder, left-handed hitter. Rogel on deck. And Owen in the hole. And now it's Alford. Out at the mound. The Roser. Martin. And Collins and Galante all coming in. Didn't last long. They're going back to their respective positions. Runners on first and second. One man down. And Keith Gosman batting. Gosman batting. Left-handed hitter. Walker's on the mound getting set. Here's the pitch. Ball outside low. One ball is a count. out of the sound. On Gosling. Gosling has one hit out of five steps this afternoon. A single his first time up in the second inning. A boundary that first trip back to second base. Gosling beat it out. One ball is a count on Gosling. Derringer on second base. Greenberg on first. Both on as a result of base on ball. One man down. Walker's on the mound getting set for the pitch.
And it's a hit off the center field. A drive out to our center. Gosling came through with a single off the center field, scoring Gehringer from second base with the winning run. There's just one out there when the winning run was made. And the fans there at Nathan Field are really going wild. They've pushed the gates open out in the bleachers in left field. They're all tearing out on the diamond, as well as all the fans in the stands. That evens the series up at one game apiece in what was probably one of the greatest World Series games that we've ever had the pleasure of witnessing. This was a real battle all the way down. Anybody's ball game from start to finish. Detroit put on a great burst of speed there in the last half of the ninth when they tied it up after the Cardinals were leading all the way through. 2-1 up to left back. The totals, as we figure them up here, for the Cardinals show 2 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors. For Detroit, 3 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. And now we turn you back to Ted Husic.
Thank you very much, Fran Hoff. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Flanagan of WBBM Chicago, who had started this game and lasted until the ninth inning when the score was tied, suddenly found that his voice had left him due to a case of laryngitis that he suffered last night. And Fran Hoff, who did yesterday's ball game in Toto, then came before the microphone and brought you in with the winning run. Let's look at the box score. Callahan allowed 6 hits in 8 1/3 innings. Walker allowed 1 in 3 innings. Rowe, of course, as you know, 7 in the full game of 12 innings. The Cards were able in their box score to put out 34 of the Tigers instead of 36 as the usual number is supposed to be in 12 innings, because there was but one out when the winning run was scored. There were 16 assists by these Cardinals and 3 errors, one by Martin, one by Frisch, and one by Callahan. Those assists, incidentally, went mostly to Frisch, who got 6 of them, while Callahan had 4. The Tigers, in their box score, made 36 putouts, 10 of those assists, and no errors, 5 of the assists being Gehringer's at second base. Now, your box score on the other side shows that the Cards were at bat 41 times, were able to garner 2 runs out of 7 hits and 1 sacrifice hit. The hitting today was confined to Martin with 1 hit, Frisch with 1, Medwick with 1, Collins with 1, Delancey with 1, and Orsatti with 1. For those Tigers, 42 men were at bat. 3 runs were scored on 7 hits. There was 1 stolen base and 1 sacrifice hit. And the hits were divided very nicely in the following manner. Well, Walker had 1 as a pinch hitter, tied up the game. Gehringer got 1. Gosling got 2, his latter being the winning single that brought the run home. Rogel got 1. Fox got 2. And that's all there was to it. The earned runs were 3 apiece, or rather 2 for the Cards and 3 for the Tigers. 2 base hits were made by Fox, Martin, and Rogel. 3 base hits by Orsatti. No home run. Rowe did not allow a man to walk down to first base, but Callahan gave away 4 and Walker 3. Rowe struck out 6, as did Callahan. Walker struck out 2. Left on the bases for the Cards, 4, and for the Tigers, 11. And I don't think there's much more to be added to this ball game today, excepting to remind you that it was a ding-dong battle down the stretch all the way, the Tigers having to come from behind, tying it up in the ninth, and then in that electric 12th that has just been recorded for you, after 2 walks had been sent down the line with Gehringer and Greenberg, it was Gosling that batted 1 out there and brought our good friend Gehringer home for the Detroit Tigers. So the series is 1-1, ladies and gentlemen. We go tonight to Sportsman Park at St. Louis to carry on in the World Series. Ted Husing has done the color for you. Fran Flock assisted the broadcast after it had been started by Pat Flanagan.
And don't forget, weather permitting, the Ford Motor Company will bring you another World Series game tomorrow at 2:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. And so now we turn you away from Navin Field, Detroit, to resume in another spot tomorrow. And meanwhile, we say to you, good afternoon all. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.